to the Women to Women Empowerment Group monthly chat. We are coming together just to chat with each other, to fellowship. I have a word of exhortation and inspiration that I'm going to be sharing a little bit later on. Just waiting for the women to gather. Amen. The chat room is open for those of you who are streaming. The chat room may not have been open when you first came, but the chat room is open. So we're going to just check and see. The phone lines are open. Listen, call them if you can. 646-652-4832. 646-652-4832. Call them if you can, because God is going to be moving here on the lines on today. And I want to talk to you. Some of you I haven't had a chance to catch up with, haven't had a chance to talk to you. So right now the phone lines are open. Before I go into the word, I want you to just go ahead to begin to call in to 646-652-4832. And I want to, you know, just put you on, open your phone lines, and just hear what's going on with you. I want to hear what's going on with you. So many of us are posting in the Facebook group, on the Women to Women Empowerment group on Facebook, and I don't get over there as much as I would like to. So I need to talk to you. That's why I scheduled this call on this Sunday evening. I have about 40-something women who said they were going to be here, and I need to talk to you all, you know, just to catch up. So we have this first hour to do some catching up. I see Mrs. D. Neal, amen, in the chat room, and also we have Ms. Terry Cowley, amen. I really, really appreciate the work that both of these ladies are doing. And then we have guest 28469 in the chat room. Also, we have, looks like Tina L. Lane on the phone lines. So I'm going to talk with Tina for a few minutes and give you all a chance to call in. I'll call in for a few minutes, and then I'm going to be bringing a word of exhortation after we spend some time just catching up with each other. So Tina, God bless you, daughter. God bless you.
Hi, good evening. God bless you, mother. Amen.
Yes. Good to have you on the phone lines.
Yes, it's good to be here. I look forward to this call. It's been a while, so I was looking forward to having another conference call with you and the ladies.
Yes, it's always a blessing. Yes, and it is my prayer that, you know, more people will call in, because last time we came, I went right into the Word, and the Lord is leading me differently. Just to, you know, I'm not going to preach today. I want to exhort you. I want to inspire you, ladies. Because that's one of the reasons I set up the Women to Women Empowerment Group, that I could just pour out into you, because you all are pouring out. Most women that are part of the group are pouring out in some form or fashion, whether it's a mother, a wife, a minister, a preacher, a pastor, apostle, you're pouring out. So it's my mission to come back and pour back into you so that you can continue to do the great things that you're doing in your life. And if you're not doing any great things, so that you can be inspired to begin to do some of the things that God has put in your belly. So we're going to be just chatting. You know, I want more people to call in again, 646-652-4832. God bless you. Is that you sneezing? Daughter?
Hello?
Tina, is that you sneezing?
Did that? No, I didn't sneeze.
Okay. I see Cynthia Robinson. God bless you, evangelist.
Amen.
God bless you. Good to see you in the chat room. If you guys can call in, call in. I just want to chat with you for a few minutes. So,
mm-hmm.
Tina Lane, what's going on? How was your day? How was service? What was the word? What's good?
Service was excellent. First I attend Philemon or Philemon Baptist Church in North New Jersey, where the pastor is, Reverend Edward A. Allen. Today was our men's day. They were celebrating 64 years. And
wow.
It was such a blessing today, because usually on men's day, we have the older male chorus come together and sing, the older men in the male chorus. But today, they had decided throughout the year. They got a lot of the young men in our church to come and to see those kids up there singing for the Lord. And like we had like 17 of them. It was really a blessing doing solos. And that was a blessing by itself to see them. And then
yeah.
we had each of the kids, maybe 9 of them, spoke and talked about who is mentoring them in the church and how much they appreciate it. And that was such a blessing for them to talk about the other young men in the church who's taking out time to mentor them. Some of them have father figures, some don't, but just the point of teaching them and showing them how to be a man, listening to them, telling them about the goodness of the Lord and the way to live their life. So to hear 8 of them come up to the mic and each one speak, and that was, you know, brought tears to your eyes because you know a
yeah.
lot of things that's going on in the community, and it was just such a blessing. And then the word came forth. We had a visiting pastor from Greater Friendship Baptist Church, and he spoke from Second Chronicles chapter 20, and that was a powerful word. And he talked about Jehoshaphat. And what Jehoshaphat had to go through and how he connected to what the men had to go through, what the young boys are going through, but what Jehoshaphat did to overcome. And he was telling them step by step. He gave them 3 steps. Like, first one is divine, and then the next thing he went into divine, despair. I'm trying to think of the third one. Divine, despair, and something with the last one was this, you connecting with God. But it was really good. And the kids, the young men and everyone in the church got it. But it was really a good message just overall on Second Chronicles chapter 20. And of course, I remember that because I had to minister that at your church. So that was a blessing to hear. And
yes.
someone else break it down differently the way he did. I was like, wow, okay, all right, that's good. That's good. But it was a blessing, especially when he just talked to the young men about the statistics and them making it out here in society and their dreams and their vision and people stepping up and mentoring. So it was really a blessed service. Everyone was really full with the Spirit. You can feel it in the place. So I had a good day.
Amen. Amen. It sounds like it was a good day. And that's so positive with everything that's going on in the news with Penn State University and everything that's going on, not with the university, but with the previous coach, the assistant coach, and
right.
how that thing was swept under the rug. And he actually has started a foundation to help young boys, underprivileged boys.
Yes,
so it's in lieu of that, it's just so great to hear something positive going on in the communities that everybody is not taking advantage of these kids that maybe don't have 2 parents in the home, or maybe are in poverty or something like that. But to see a church doing something positive, and to have a men's day, and to have the men mentor the young boys in the church, that's powerful right there. That is just,
it was.
We need more of that.
Yes, we do, and it was really powerful. And some of them have, their life has been changed just from the men in my church mentoring them and being able to call upon them and talk to them one-on-one and, you know, just have fellowship, sometimes have meetings or taking them out to different places for exposure. So they were very happy to give back today, and that's what I love. The kids were so excited to express their love to the men who've been doing so much for them. And of course, they expressed their love to my pastor who always does so much for all of them. But you know, they were just calling out some of the men's names and all them. Then they'll say all the men in the church, and it was just really heartfelt. It was really heartfelt,
yeah.
And it was good to see
yeah.
that. We needed to see that because we don't have that many men in our church. It's mostly females, but we're trying. We're working on that, and we try to make sure that when they do come in with certain issues in their life, there's somebody there to mentor them. So
yeah.
it's a blessing.
Yeah. And that is awesome. And I want you to tell me what's going on with you, what else is going on, because no one else has called in yet. I see a lot of people in the chat room. I want to welcome everybody to the call tonight. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and a lot of you don't know a whole bunch about me. You just know that we have the group, the Women to Women Empowerment Group, and you may have seen my page. I'll tell you a little bit more about myself a little later on. but it's been my passion to have this ministry, to have this group for women so that we could get together to empower each other. And I've written books and, you know, I've spoken at quite a few places around the United States of America, just pouring into women. And this is my vision, to be able to not just talk to you, but to have you talk to me, you know, that we can begin to fellowship with each other and highlight maybe some of your businesses that you could tell us what you're doing in ministry and let us know what's going on with you. So please feel free to call in. You don't have to, you know, if you can't call in, I totally understand. But if you can, just call in and let your voice be heard. You know, I will be speaking shortly. I have a word for you. I do have a word for you. But I want you to just be able to call in and do some fellowshipping ahead of time. If you're in the chat room, you could chat. And the guests, you won't be able to chat because you can't chat unless you're registered. So if you're a guest, and then I know some people got here before I did. So with those of you who got here before I opened up the chat room, you could come into the chat room now. And I just want to say hello again to Cynthia Robinson. I want to say hello to guest 28469. I want to say hello to guest 29069, Miss Terry, and also Mrs. D. Neal, Minister D. Neal. And I know that Miss Terry is doing some awesome things for children, and that is so powerful. She's an advocate for lost children, for missing children, for abused children. She's an advocate for the safety of children, and I just think that is so powerful. And then also Mrs. Dana Neal, Minister Dana Neal, she's an awesome author. I just got a copy of her book. I'm so excited, No Longer a Victim, and I'm waiting to read that book. But I see you on the group, and I want to hear from you. I just really want to talk to some of you. We have another person who has called in from the 973 area code. Who's on the call?
Hi.
973.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Pastor Prophetess. How you doing?
God bless you, Prophetess. I am doing well. I recovered some from that sermon I preached today.
Amen.
So I'm doing really well. I'm blessed, and the favor of the Lord is on my life.
Amen. I'm just in listen-only mode.
Amen. You're in listen-only mode.
Yeah, I mean, I just dialed in to listen.
Okay. Oh, good. So you just called in, so you didn't hear what I was saying before you called in?
No, just a couple of words. I had just dialed in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good, good. What I was saying is I'm going to be bringing forth a word of exhortation and inspiration. But prior to that, I want to talk to some of the members of the group, the Women's Empowerment Group. So
Amen.
As you call in, I'm putting you on the air. So I just want you to tell me how are you doing, you know, what's going on with you. Anything that you want to say to the women, even I just want to begin to have some of you hear from the group. I want to hear from the group before I even begin to speak on tonight.
Oh, praise God. Well, God bless everyone. And, you know, again, I just call to pretty much listen in, but everything is going well. God is good, worthy to be praised. And, you know, just thanking God for, you know, even this up-and-coming holiday of Thanksgiving and everything, you know, every day is a good day to give thanks unto the Lord in spite of everything. So we're just looking forward to receiving what's coming through the broadcast on this evening.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you so much, Prophetess. And I'll close your phone line because I know you're here to listen. You poured out with praise and worship today. For those of you who don't know, Prophetess Angie Singletary works very closely with Pastor Anthony and myself at the church over at New Creation Christian Ministries, where we pastor. And she's been with us for about 5 years, and she has truly, truly been a blessing. She and her family, quite a few of the family attend the services that are part of the team. Amen.
Amen.
And I tell you, what a blessing, what a blessing. We had a blessed service today.
Amen. Hallelujah.
We prophet, Yeah, hallelujah. Prophetess is our worship leader. She's our worship leader. And she led us in. She just ushered us into the presence of the Lord. And it was just, we started off with prayer. We always start off on Sunday morning with prayer. And
amen.
I tell you, that prayer destroys the yoke.
I tell you,
if you're coming in there with anything, by the time we finish praying, you're free.
Amen.
You're free.
Praise God.
So to God be the glory. And so that's Prophetess Singletary. She works very closely. She's me and Pastor Anthony's right hand.
Amen.
We depend on her heavily. So Prophetess, God bless you. Thanks so much for being on the call tonight.
You're welcome. God bless you too.
Amen. Hallelujah. We have another person who called in, area code 919. Welcome to the call tonight.
Hello. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fine. Well, I'm not familiar with your broadcast, but I saw it on Blog Talk. I said I would just listen in. Is that okay if I, you know, listen?
Oh, certainly. I'm so glad you came. What's your name, my sister?
My name is Michelle.
Michelle? And where are you calling from?
I live in North Carolina.
In North Carolina. Okay. Well, I'm Pastor Rebecca. Like you said, you're not familiar with the broadcast. I'm on three times a week now. Well, two times a week. I'm on Saturday at the on the Woman to Woman broadcast,
mm-hmm.
Woman to Woman show every Saturday at 1 o'clock from 1 to 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And then I just started a new broadcast, Destined for Victory, on Tuesday night at 10 o'clock p.m. And what I do there is just really... I deal with the issue of stop. My goal is to stop molestation. You know, that's one of my goals with that particular ministry, is to stop molestation and then to help women who have been molested to be healed, and then also to speak inspiration into the lives of everybody, because we're all destined for victory. So that's something new that I started. So you're welcome. And anytime you see me on the board, please just stop on by, because it's a good place to be, Michelle.
Praise God. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And here right now we have the Women to Women Empowerment Group, which is a group that I started on Facebook. Are you on Facebook?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Okay. I started the Women to Women Empowerment Group, I believe it's in June, on Facebook. And it's about 500-600 women there, and they are powerful women. If you ever need a place to go to be inspired, to be encouraged, to be built up so that you can move forward to do all that God has put in your heart to do, come on over. Come on over. We invite you to join us on Facebook. It's the Woman to Woman Empowerment Group.
Okay, Woman to Woman Empowerment Group. Okay.
Right. Or look for me. Look for Pastor Rebecca. Become my friend, and I'll put you right into the group. And, you know, it's great, Michelle, because every day these women that are going to be on the call and that are already here, every day they put in inspiration, motivation. They put in, you know, I mean, it's just so powerful. You won't have time to read everything, but when you do go there, you can grab something and go with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, so you're welcome. Are you a Christian?
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Where do you go to church?
Broken to be Rebuilt. Here in Durham. Yeah.
Over in Durham?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, I like that. And did you attend services today?
Not today. No, I didn't go today. Also do a, you know, program on Blog Talk too, so. But I didn't attend service today.
Okay. What's the name of your program and when is it on?
It's Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 o'clock. It's Encounter Radio.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, Tuesday and Thursday at 9?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, great. I'll stop over and see you sometime, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so that's Michelle, everybody. Say you guys can, Tina and Prophetess, you're open. You can say hello to Michelle.
Hello,
how are you?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Thank you for stopping by.
Amen. It's a pleasure.
Amen. You guys can listen to Michelle right here on Blog Talk Radio at Encounter Radio on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Michelle, thanks so much. You stay tuned because God, you didn't make it quite make it into the house of the Lord today, but God's got a word for you.
Praise God.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 908, welcome to the call. Who do we have on the call? Oh, before we take 908, Mrs. D. Neal said, hey, prophetess, and she said, hey, to Michelle.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, it's Evangelist Cynthia Robinson. How are you tonight?
Amen. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Cynthia Robinson. Thank you so much for calling in. I'm going to keep saying it. I'm blessed. My husband preached a sermon last week. Back up. I'm blessed. And I've been saying I'm blessed ever since because you know the devil, he tries to come in, but he can't get any glory.
Mm, I know that's right.
Yeah. How are you tonight?
I am blessed and highly favored.
Oh, I'll take that. That's right. Take it there. Take it all the way. No, you stop it halfway. Amen. Blessed and highly favored. So did you make it to service today, Evangelist?
Yes, I did. My pastor, I go to Love of Jesus of Newark. My pastor, who is Pastor Barbara Glanton, she wasn't there today, but another one of our sister churches, Love of Jesus of Inglewood, Pastor Kenny came in, and he preached a good word on 2 Corinthians 8 and 9 about the grace is sufficient and teaching us that that a lot of times that grace is sufficient is taken out of context, that really is talking about a judgment, that sometimes the situation with Paul was that God was sending him to speak to the Gentiles, but he was so insistent and so in love with the Jews that he kept going to preach the gospel to the Jews, and he wound up getting beat up all the time. And sometimes God will allow you to go through some things because you're going in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to
right
go
there.
Where God sends you. But even in while you're going through judgment, God's grace is sufficient to carry you through. Paul never died in the pursuit of trying to preach the gospel, but God kept judging him because he was going to preach the gospel to the people he never sent them to. And a lot of times we, you know, even in position, go in the wrong direction, and God is telling you to go right, and you want to go left. And a lot of times the grace is going to have to be sufficient because you insist on going your way instead of going God's way where the true blessing is. So it was a good word.
Yeah, it sounds like it. It sounds like it was a good word. You know, I mean, I tell you, there's nothing like the word of God to keep you going any time, whether it's a good time or a hard time, a difficult time. You know, when you can just get a word, you know, just get a good word, you know, when somebody is rightfully dividing the word of God, I tell you, there's nothing like it. You know, where we can move ourselves, and you know, a lot of preachers on the line. I don't know if Michelle's a preacher. I know Tina, prophetess, this is D. Neal. I know Evangelist. All of us are preachers, but we have to move out the way. You know, we just have to move ourselves out of the way and let God have his way. So it really sounds, as you were telling me about it, I just felt the anointing. I felt the oil from that word that God had really spoken to the hearts of the people. You know, even saying sometimes we want to go our way, but God has another way for us. And we just need to get lined up with his will, because I said today, even in the sermon that I preach, the favor of the Lord is on my life is the name of the sermon that I preach. And I said even, and I preach from 1 Corinthians also, chapter 15. And I said sometimes I was talking about Paul when I was talking about how God knocked Paul down, how Jesus, you know, when he encountered Jesus, how he fell to the ground. And I said sometimes God will knock us on our butts, you know, so that we can pay attention long enough for him to tell us what it is that he wants us to do. And stop trying to go in the opposite direction. Jesus told Paul, it's hard to kick against the goads. you know. So we have to know. And the gold is that sharp, is that staff with the point on the end that they use to prod sheep when the sheep get out of line. You know, and that's sometimes God has to pierce our flesh so that we can line up with His word and the Spirit. So that sounds like a powerful, powerful word. And what's
really
going? What else is going on? Anything else going on in ministry? Is the Lord doing anything new that you want the group to know about?
Well, I started my own Facebook page. I started a group. It's called God's Daughters Ministries, and God had placed that on my heart over 5 years ago, and I'm just really starting to allow God to begin to use me as far as daily. I will be posting something dealing with one of the issues of women, because I believe women have 7 pillars in our lives, and all those pillars need to be standing up. Because when they're down, we are down. So we need to have these pillars standing up. So every day I'll be dealing with one issue or another, and I want to use that as my catalyst for when my book comes out and some other things that I'm working on. So I'm just believing God that as this group begins to flourish, that more and more women will begin to see that, you know, God is using all of us. And we need to support one another constantly. We need the support from one another. We don't have to be backbiting and hurting one another. We can uplift one another, enlighten one another, and empower one another to keep on with this race, because this race ain't easy, but it's worth it.
Say that. Yes. It's not easy, but it's worth it. Amen. I agree to that. And I totally, totally agree with supporting each other. And congratulations on your group.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
I'm excited.
That is so powerful. I'm looking for something here so I can give you some real congratulations on stepping out on faith and doing what God told you to do. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you.
Amen. Hallelujah. I applaud you for stepping out on faith and starting God's Daughters.
Yes, God's Daughters Ministries.
God's
I think
Daughters
I signed you
Ministries.
Up already, so you might be. I might have added you already to the group.
You put me in another group. I'm in so many groups. I can't even get to my own group, but I'm going to check it out, and I'm going to cover you in prayer. Yes, I am. I sure am. I will check it out, and I will cover you in prayer. Congratulations. I will look at it later on this evening before I go to bed, so I'm looking forward to seeing what God is doing with you and your new ministry.
Amen.
Amen. Tina Lane? Tina Lane, Mrs. G. Neal, Minister Dana Neal says, oops, she says, let me not forget Tina Lane. Hello to all my sisters. She says she's doing 100 things in the background. And also for you, and I know you see it, Cynthia Robinson, Evangelist Robinson, she wants you to invite her to your group.
Oh, I definitely will. That is no problem.
Yeah.
What sisters
and,
helping one another is a blessing.
All right.
Yes.
And you can invite me to your group on Tina Lane. And I know your pastor. I love Barbara, Pastor Barbara. I love her. I've been knowing her ever since I was a kid. So,
oh,
God bless
you. Yeah.
Woman of God, dear. Yes.
Yes, she is. A little spitfire. She is.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. So, Tina wants to be invited to your group also. So, and then God's
everybody
going to have his way.
Right.
The Lord's going to have his way in that group. He's going to, because we got to step out on faith and do what God is telling us to do. And, That's the only way we're going to be effective for the kingdom of God. He's given us gifts, and we have to use them.
Amen.
We have to use them. So, no, we don't have any more calls. This is, again, Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'll be bringing forth the word in about 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes. And then I'll open up for prayer and anything else that the Lord wants to do. He may want to prophesy. We got a prophetess on the line. I don't know if the Lord's going to use her tonight. I might prophesy. You never know. I was in a service the other night, and I was sitting there. I was like, Lord, I feel like prophesying. I said, Lord, that was the first time that ever happened to me. And I said, wow, God. I said, you're stirring up the gifts. The Lord is stirring up the gifts. He's stirring up the gifts, and we cannot, Paul told Timothy, he said, stir up the gifts, that were received by the laying on of the hands, amen. So when we get an unction to do something, that's the Holy Spirit saying it's time to move. It's time to move out on faith. So, I do have a word, but somebody else has a word. We're going to stir up the gifts. Amen. Hallelujah. So anybody else have anything to say? All of your lines are still open. If you want to say anything, make any comments or remarks, you can jump right in. That's not. Dana is saying, she's saying the Lord is stirring up. He's definitely stirring up the gifts. She said, yes, he is. Something new in her life. That she's trying to get used to is the move of God. When God starts to move in a mighty way, I was in bed this morning before I got up, and I woke up, something was leaping in my belly. And let me just tell you, I'm 50 years old. I'm not pregnant. I'm not pregnant in the natural, but I'm pregnant in the spiritual realm. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Well, you have something in your, I know, because you just, Evangelist Robinson, you just birthed out a baby. And I know everybody else knows what I'm talking about, because you know what it's like to birth out something that the Lord is telling you to do. And I felt that thing leap in my womb, and I was like, what is this? And I woke up, I sat up. I was like, what is going on here? It was just a strange feeling, because I've never felt my belly has leaped. Does anybody know what it's like to feel your belly leap, like your belly quickens?
Amen.
You feel that quickening on the inside of you. I see Ms. D. Neal says yes. But anybody, any of you ladies, have that feeling where it's like it's something going on in your stomach and you can't quite explain it?
Amen.
I get that a lot. I get it a lot. But I've never gotten into the intensity of what I got it this morning. It just was like, it was powerful this morning. It was just so strong. And that's what God is doing during this time. He's releasing his anointing in such a strong way over the land, because it is the end times. We are living in the end times. And I don't say that to be dreary, but I say that to say that we have work to do. We have work to do. And Ms. D. Neal says she's feeling the burdens of other people, and it's really overwhelming. She says then after almost 48 hours, she's not as shocked, because it's been going on for a while. She says she totally knows what I'm talking about, to have that thing quickening on the inside of you, that you feel like you're about, as my husband says, you feel like you're about to pop. it's like Mary and Elizabeth, amen. Something should be happening on the inside of you, even on this call, amen, that something should be stirring up on the inside of you, amen, hallelujah, that your baby should be leaping, amen, hallelujah. You should feel some quickening going on the inside of you, that God is really stirring up some things on the inside of us, amen. So, ladies, we got about 10 more minutes. Anybody else? Oh, I was saying, anybody else that wants to call, you can call in to 646-652-4832. And we're spending some time talking to each other, because you know what? This group is not just about me. This group is about every woman that joins this group. And I want to inspire women to go out and be, do, and have all that God has called us to be, do, and have. We carry a lot of burdens in life as women, but God has a better plan. Somebody go ahead and say God has a better plan.
God has a better plan.
Yes, he does. God has a better plan. And, you know, we know what the plan of the enemy is, that he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But we know that Jesus came so that we can have that life and have it more abundantly. And he talks about the Zoe life, you know, Z-O-E. That's that abundant, abundant life. That's the super abundant life. That's the above and beyond everything that you need, everything that you desire, everything that you, you know, could ever think about, dream about, you know. And that's the life we want to live as women who are empowered. You know, we're empowered not by ourselves, but we're empowered by the Holy Ghost. Anybody
Amen.
Got the Holy Ghost?
Amen.
Yeah, some people might think I'm crazy. I'm just all the way in. You know, I believe this thing. I believe it. Anybody believe the gospel with everything in you?
Amen.
Yeah, you know, with everything in me, because you know what, when we get to that point, when you get to that point where you believe the gospel with everything in you, nothing will be impossible for you.
Amen.
It is so powerful. I mean, that kind of power is available to us. It's just so powerful. Nothing will be impossible for you. And I'm just so excited. I mean, just really excited about what God is doing in the lives of his women. You know, the
Amen.
Lives of women. So go ahead, Evangelist Cynthia Robinson. I know you have something more to say.
No, I'm just thinking, when you talked about the birthing of the baby, it just made me remember about a week or so ago I had posted, and it's true, that God is shifting the atmosphere.
Mm.
And I do believe that God is shifting it, like things to just, if you really are in line with God, you felt the shift. It may not have all happened to us on the same day, but you had to feel that shift, that things that you once were praying for and asking God for, you are now seeing those things come to pass. They are, the vision is coming to you. Something you may have prayed about 5 years ago and even forgot about it, but God is bringing it back to you because now it's time. And I just feel like God is just shifting things and the atmosphere is changing. And not for us, but for Jesus is coming. So as children of God, we got to be prepared. There's a mighty fight coming. Fight coming. We are not prepared. We are going to be so hurt and lost in this fight because the word of God says that if it wasn't for the fact that he comes, even the very elect of God would be left behind. So we need to make sure we are in our proper place, and this shift is there. Like, God is there in the abundance, and we need to be in the place of blessings and not curses.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Wow. God is shifting the atmosphere. I'm glad you said that tonight because I missed that post. I haven't had a chance to get in as much, especially with the new organization and everything. But I missed that post, and I'm glad you said it tonight because that is just so true. God is, there is a shift, and are we ready to embrace that shift? Is the question,
mm-hmm.
You know? My God, he wants to shake some of you out of your comfort zone. The Lord wants to shake some of you out of your comfort zone. Amen. He wants to take you to another dimension in him,
yes.
Another realm.
Another
Amen.
Level. Another level, the next level. Are you ready?
Mm.
Glory, hallelujah.
Mm. Yeah, I felt that one. Yes, and you got to be ready. And I sense that we got some warrior women on the call tonight. Amen. Women who are ready to go to that another level, to that another dimension, to that realm where the Holy Ghost reigns, where God reigns, where the Lord reigns. Amen. I want to say hello to Revival Fire. God bless you and welcome to the call on tonight. We're just enjoying each other's company because we get to talk to each other via Facebook, but we don't get to hear each other's voices. So I'm really blessed hearing the voices on tonight. Just really blessed. Yeah. And Prophetess, I know you said you were in listening mode, but I know you got something to say.
I'm sorry. I got distracted just a little bit.
You know, God is good. I heard what Evangelist Robinson was saying, talking about a shift, and, you know, God is definitely in the shift mode. I know that, you know, even our pastors, my pastor, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, you know, they told us, you know, the church they told us to say, somebody say shift. So we believe and know that God is speaking through our leaders, amen, and we have to just move with the shift. You know, sometimes we stand and yet in the same place, and God is trying to take us somewhere else. But it's just like you said, I believe you said, it's key to have a relationship with God and to have an open ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking to our individual church so that we won't miss the shift.
And you said that word that I love, prophetess. You said relationship. Oh, Lord Jesus.
Amen. That's key. You know, I mean, if I don't know God, if I don't know our Lord and Savior, you know, how am I going to know when he's talking to me and, you know, when he's trying to get intimate with me to change, you know? So it takes a real relationship to understand the move and the power of God.
My God, because he said, my sheep know they know my voice.
Yes, absolutely.
And the voice of another, my God,
amen.
They will not follow. You know, and that's the thing. Sometimes we, oh, Lord, my God, we have to be careful what voices we're listening to. Oh, my goodness. That's so powerful right there, because, you know, there's a lot of preachers out here. There's a lot of preachers, but you got to know the voice of the Lord. You really got to, and I don't say this because I don't, you know, examine me. You know, if you don't test, the Paul said, know no man by the flesh.
Amen.
Come on. He said, know no man by the flesh. You know, we have to know each other by the Spirit. Now, as I'm talking to each of the one of you ladies, even the new lady that the sister we met tonight, Michelle from North Carolina, I'm picking up God's Spirit, you know. I'm not trying to know you in the flesh.
Yes.
I'm trying to know you in the Spirit. I'm trying to know you by the Spirit. Because if I know you by the Spirit, then I know that God is in the mix.
Yes, amen.
Praise God. Praise God.
Go ahead, prophetess. Go ahead.
You know, it's better when the Spirit can bear witness with the Spirit that's moving in another person. You know, sometimes we mess up when we touch the surface of the flesh. You know, when we know a person in the natural. Sometimes God don't want us to know, but he'll reveal things by and by. And there, here we go again. If you have a relationship with God, even if it's something there, he'll reveal it to you. But it's just like you said, we don't want to know anybody after the flesh. I want to know you by the Spirit. So even if I come in contact with you for the first time, and you don't have to know a thing about me, but the Lord will just let your spirit connect with that individual, like you said with Sister Michelle, who's on the line, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. It's real. It's genuine. It's authentic. Nothing fake about it.
And that, you know, prophets, I tell you, it's amazing. As you were speaking, Revival Fire was lighting in the chat room. Not many true ministers that are out there. And Revival Fire says, you all are true to the Holy Ghost. You know, and that's confirmation right there that what you just said out of your mouth.
Amen.
So we have to, and Dana says, oh, yes, God will reveal. It could be so subtle or really loud.
Amen.
Amen.
Absolutely.
You know, he can speak. I mean, God, you, prophetess, I tell you, you probably can tell us, God can speak in so many ways, you know.
Amen. That's right. In so many different ways.
Yeah, you see, I want you all to talk. I'm just getting you all to talk because, you know, I don't want to be doing all of the talking. I do have something to say, but I believe we all have something that we can contribute to each other. Iron sharpens iron. You know, we can strengthen each other, amen, as we come together. I was telling Tina about a week or so ago, I said, I don't just want to come and just preach to folk, because y'all, most of the people here have pastors. You have pastors.
Right.
Most of you have been to church. You've had the word come forth today. I just want to pour in. I want to inspire. I want to exhort. I want to encourage. And also I'm willing to receive too, because when you stop receiving, you're in trouble.
Amen.
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 I know that's right.
You know, there's so many unteachable, that, you know, when you get that unteachable spirit, you run close to operating in the spirit of Jezebel.
Hallelujah.
But nobody can't tell you nothing.
Jesus.
You know, her husband Ahab wanted that man's field, and the man didn't want to sell him the field. And he came crying back to Jezebel, and she was like, "What's wrong with you?" And he was like, "He won't sell me the field." She was like, "That's okay. You sit here. I'm going to get that field."
Mm.
And went and killed the man for the field.
Mm.
See, because she couldn't hear no. She couldn't hear. She didn't want to hear nothing. She wanted to be in control. She wanted things her way. She wanted to usurp all kinds, you know, all kinds of authority. She wanted things her way. You know, that man said no. He had the authority to say no. It was his field.
That's right. That's right.
So we have to check ourselves. I know prophetess will tell you I check myself often.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
I don't want to be operating in the wrong spirit.
That's right.
I truly don't. And Revival Fire is saying evangelist Cynthia Robinson. Revival Fire says not many people are telling it like it is about the shift that is coming to the body. Many are going to miss it. Many are going to miss it. The shift. A lot of people are going to truly miss God. And that's why, again, it goes back to what you were saying, Prophetess, about the relationship. And you know, having that relationship with God. And I'm looking at the chat room, and Dana Neal says that, amen. Sometimes you have to just shut up. Since she put that in caps.
Hallelujah, amen.
So, you know, to God be the glory. And Tina, you're quiet over there. What is the Lord saying through this conversation to you?
Oh, amen. I was listening, and I was actually reading something about my word today, because I didn't explain everything to you what the visiting pastor had said. So I was like, oh, I didn't break it down, but I was just reading and listening at the same time. But he said, what is God saying to me? A lot of things that God is saying to me now is just to still seek him first and to get a relationship with him and listen to his voice. For me, sometimes I have so many things going on, people wanting to speak into my life, and I had to, you know, step away from some things and just allow God to be the main and only one to speak, and then move him when he says move.
So. Amen.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. That takes me right back to the voices. That takes me right back to the voices, because when we first came out and even began to start the ministry, the Lord told me clearly, I heard him say, watch the voices. Watch the voices. And I was like, wow, watch the voices, you know. And then as the years went by and the voices got louder and I found myself listening to the voices, it brought me back to the word, which said, watch the voices. And I had to get back to where you are, Tina. And, you know, we often go back to that place because we often get off track to saying, you know what, I have to hear God.
Right.
I must hear God. And we have a hand raised. Tina, you were going to say something?
No, I would say, yeah, that is true. You got to be able to hear from God. And although what the Lord has revealed to me, that he has placed people in my life that have been here for a season or have been ministering into me, but he doesn't want me to get caught up into that person and forget about him.
Wow. Well, amen.
Oh, you just said that's a sermon right there. Well, any one of the preachers on the line could probably preach right now from that.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Amen. Erico 414, you're on the call. Welcome.
Hey, it's Dana.
Oh, Dana.
Dana.
I just thought I'd stop in the middle of my 100 things I'm trying to do before the work week. But I just wanted to share because it was just on my spirit, as you had asked, you know, what were you getting or what so far? And it's funny because with everything that's being said, the one thing I hear the spirit saying is training day. And in order to say that to me for quite some time, and, you know, what I listened about the shift and the different things happening, and even the child of God that said that the ministers in the chat room, that some people are not even talking about the shift, that they're going to miss it. Those of us that are ready, that are really in tune to the voice of God, to really be in tune to the Spirit talking to them on a day-to-day and sometimes an hour-to-hour basis, are being trained for that transition. And it's funny because when you hear that, you figure, well, then somebody was not ready. Well, no, they're ready, but there's different levels of that person's readiness. Where Pastor Rebecca is may not be where I'm at. But that doesn't mean that God isn't going to bring me to that level and take her to a different level. So each step we're on is like a different set of training. It's like I said, you know, these burdens I'm feeling from different people. It was a shock to me. It was so overwhelming to me when it happened on Friday. I was irritated because I couldn't put my finger on what it was. And as I tried to professionally say it or professionally correct, say it to someone, they didn't understand. And finally, I had to break it down. I was like, look, this is what happened. I need somebody to tell me what that is. And I'm not trying to sound mean. I just need you to tell me what that is. And when someone finally broke it down to me, I'm like, oh, okay, Lord, why me? And is this another set of my training that you did not send me an email about?
Wow.
So, you know, but that's what it is. You know, somebody else, like I know pastors, they feel the burdens of the people around them. They're praying for them. You know, this is why they, after so many services, not so many services, but after preaching, teaching, and, you know, even sometimes delivering, there's a tiredness about them. Yeah. I realize that now, but you're talking about something that happened to me Friday. So after just listening, we've only been on the line, you know, a few minutes. And it's like, this is what's happening. We're being trained. Everybody's being trained. Yeah. It's not just Dana.
Amen.
That's good. That's good. And, you know, and that's powerful right there. We're being trained. And then and the Bible tells us to endure hardness as well, good soldiers, you know. So and we're ambassadors, you know, we are ambassadors for Christ, you know. So there is some training that goes forth. And what is that? That's discipleship.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. When we think about it, you know, we got to come from being church folk and pew warmers to being disciples of Christ. You know, we got to get to the point where it's like we got to be like Peter and the rest of the disciples, to the point where we're like, you know, I'm moving out with Christ. I'm walking with him. I'm learning from him. You know, I'm watching him. I'm learning about him. You know, to the point if he asks us, who do we say he is? You know, we'll know who he is. You know, when the question comes, what was that old song? Who is he and what is he to you? You know, we'll know who Christ is. And Revival Fire put scripture in the chat room, Jeremiah 45:15-19. And he said, I believe Revival Fire, I don't have the name of the person, that this scripture talks about the people not wanting to receive the word from God. Jeremiah 44:15-19, where the people get sickness and don't want to hear nothing. And don't let your heart be hardened. God warns us about that. Jeremiah 44:15-19, that we even have to be careful in this day and age. How about this, Dana? Not to be anesthetized to the word of God. you know, not to be so overwhelmed to hear so much from so many people, so many places, that when God is speaking, we can't hear him.
Jeremiah 44:15-19.
Did somebody get that scripture? I heard somebody repeating the scripture. Who was that repeating the scripture?
That was me next to the computer. I'm sorry.
Okay. Did you pull it up?
Actually, with you talking, it's a delay when it's on the computer than on the phone, so it's actually just kind of repeating what you already said.
Okay, so that was my voice. Jeremiah 44:15-19. Does anybody have the Bible close by?
Yes.
Prophetess, who was that?
Yes, it's Prophetess.
Can you read that? Jeremiah 44:15-19.
Amen.
Let's hear what God is saying. Because it's coming right from the prophet.
It reads, "Then all the men who knew that their wives had burned incense to other gods, with all the women who stood by, a great multitude, and all the people who dwelt in the land of Egypt, in Pathros, answered Jeremiah, saying, as for the word that you have spoken to us, in the name of the Lord, we will not listen to you, but we will certainly do whatever has gone out of our own mouth to burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and pour out drink offerings to her, as we have done, we and our fathers, our kings and our princes, in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem. For then we had plenty of food, were well off, and saw no trouble. But since we stopped burning incense to the Queen of Heaven and pouring out drink offerings to her, we have lacked everything and have been consumed by the sword and by famine. The women also said, and when we burned incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings to her, did we make cakes for her to worship her and pour out drink offerings to her, without our husband's permission."
Wow. Okay, starting with you, prophetess, you ladies, tell me, what do you think about that?
Well, it looks like the people, they didn't want to hear what the Lord was speaking to them. They felt like, you know, things were working the way that they had it set up. And it seems like as soon as God started speaking and telling them to do it his way, that's when it seemed like things wasn't really going right. But it pays to obey.
It pays to obey. I like that. Anybody else have insight on that particular scripture? Nobody else?
I do. It actually is confirmation. This is Dana again. It actually sounds like confirmation of a conversation I was having with myself. On my way to church this morning, as I was thinking about a couple that's been married a little over a year, and it does go along with what she just said, because people don't understand living according to what God says, even if there may be a struggle, or even a slight struggle. They'd rather live the way things are because it's simpler and it's easier and it looks better the way that they've been, the complacent way that they've been. So I've read that scripture, I don't know how many times. Actually, I just got through reading Jeremiah not 2 months ago. And to hear it again is just, like I said, confirmation of a conversation I was basically having in my head before church today.
Amen.
Wow. I tell you, it's so easy to fall into that rut almost, like Minister Dana Neal, to the point where, like you said, it's easier to say, you know what, why should I put forth the effort to change anything? You know, and I know what God is saying, but I'm in my comfort zone right here. Or how many of us argue with the Lord and think we know better than God?
I know that's right.
Wow, that is just powerful.
I have argued with God. I know that
for me, this is Evangelist Cynthia, when I lost my job almost 2 years ago, how much I mean, don't get me wrong, at first it was like, oh, thank you, God. But as the struggle began, I began to say, God, I can't keep going through this. I need a job. And you begin to struggle and not realizing that maybe God is taking you in another direction. Once I had got to that point and I began to say, you know what, God, I give up. I don't know what it is you're trying to do, but whatever it is, I know you're going to bless me. The moment I said that, instantly the peace of God came upon me. I have yet to have to beg anybody for anything. Every single one of my bills are paid. I just trust God because I know that maybe before me and my husband were living, you know, I say honestly, I remember a time when I could just go buy whatever I want to buy because I just know my paychecks were rolling in and everything was fine, and God doesn't have me like that anymore. But yet I'm never begging.
Amen.
I don't have to worry because he has my needs taken care of. And sometimes we got to get out of our comfort. We got to get out of our own way in order to be blessed of God.
Jesus.
I don't know what else he has for me. The bigger blessing is coming. So if I get out of my own way and allow God to do what it is, what he wants to do, even though the other way may have been more comfortable and this way is a little harder, obedience is better than sacrifice. If I obey him, nothing that I sacrifice, that God's not going to bless me more. He will bless me more. And it may not be money. It may be favor. And I will take the favor of God with man over any money.
That's right. Over any money. Money can't compare to the favor of God. See, when you have favor, you don't need money.
That's right. The doors will open. I've seen him open doors for me that I could honestly say, God, how did that happen? I would just sit there and just go, God, how did that happen? What? And he goes, that's favor. And I go, okay. Okay. Thank you.
Yes. And that is so powerful. A revival fire says, where is our faith? See, because the just shall live by what?
Faith.
By faith. You know, and, you know, it's just, we have to remember, we have told the people, get your word back. You know, get the word. You have to remember the word of God. We have to remember what God has said to us and what he said about us. We need faith. You know, we got to, and then Dana Neal, you're on the line, right? Go ahead and say that. You still on the line, Dana? She probably had to go because she's doing things in the background. But she's saying we need faith. We need our faith and we need a relationship because faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. If I can believe God long enough, see, what the devil wants us to do is give up hope. You know, if he could get you to quit, if he could get you to throw in the towel, if he could get you to say this is no use, then he's got you. Where he wants you, not believe in God. And when you stop believing God for your daily bread, what did Jesus teach the disciples? Give us today our daily bread. You know, if we can't believe God for our daily bread, how can we believe God for heaven? You know, so many of us are believing that we're going to heaven. Anybody believe you're going to heaven?
Jesus.
You know, we don't talk about heaven that much. You know, we don't talk about eternity, but a lot of us, when we got saved, we came knowing that we were going to heaven and not to hell. You know, we're believing God for heaven. We're believing God. We know eternity already started the moment we got saved. We know we're not waiting for the pie in the sky. We're not waiting to be blessed when we get to heaven, but we are hoping for heaven. And if we can believe God for heaven, if we can believe that Jesus is coming back for the living and the dead, then why can't we believe God for this little stuff? You know, like, yes.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead. No, I was going to piggyback off something that Evangelist Timothy Robinson said, but you can finish it, then I can come in later if you want to.
Yeah, that I was saying, why can't we believe God for the simple stuff? And to us, it does not seem simple, but to God, it's so easy. It's like God has the, it's like our Lord has the easy button that you see at Staples with it. That was easy. some of you all need to go ahead and buy one of those buttons. And anytime things seem like it's impossible or too hard, just press the button after you pray. Just pray, give it to God, and then press the button. And God's going to say, that was easy. Mm-hmm. Let that be God's voice telling you how easy your problems that seem so insurmountable, and not making light of anybody's problems. But we just give it to the Lord and trust him and let him tell us what direction to take. Those problems become so much less formidable. And we and even more possible to just that mountain. We could tell that mountain, come on. What did Jesus tell us in the book of Matthew? He said, tell that mountain to move out of my way. Move from here. You know, be cast into the sea. You know, and that mountain will move. We can move mountains, come on. And those mountains are problems. Those mountains are bills. We can move them out of our way. Go ahead, Tina. Amen. I'm finished because I'm not going to start preaching. I'm a few minutes. As soon as we close out this conversation, I'll just bring forth what God has given me, which we've already talked about, but it's just confirmation.
Amen, amen. And what you just spoke about was your last points were something that the minister spoke about today. Amen. So that was good. But Evangelist Cynthia Robinson said, when she talked about not working anymore and going through a change, it just made me think about something that God did in my life. And I had two changes. At first, when I stopped working and I was going through and I left my company, a change happened with me because I was going ups and down with emotions and thinking like, God, you know, you didn't tell me that it would be kind of difficult after I leave. I thought everything was going to be okay. So I was going through the changes of trying to learn how to deal with this, not identifying myself by my title and who I was. But I realized, although that change may have seemed to be really hard and difficult, I had to go through that first change to get to the divine change that God has for me now. And I am changed. He had me to create a relationship with him. He had me to walk with him more, pray with him more. So I had to go through that initial change, although it was hard, to get to this change where I am now. And I didn't look at it like that before till she spoke, but God has a way of changing certain things around you so you can be changed, so you can know who he is. And sometimes when you have other things distracting you, when you have distraction and you put the things before God, that change doesn't happen. You know, you don't. But now I can say, God, I thank you. I couldn't say that before, but I can thank you, Lord. Yes, you moved me from that place, from that occupation, but I thank you because now I'm changed. Now I have a relationship with you. Now I know who you are. So that's my point I wanted to make.
Wow. Wow. That is powerful. You know, that you can praise God anyhow. Wow. I don't know if Evangelist Cynthia Robinson had a response for what you just said, or if she had if you had anything else to say.
It is so true. When God, and I just believe that God puts you in a place where you can really hear from him. And sometimes what we think is every day for us is really a distraction to God. And for him to get us to the ministries, to the callings, to the areas in our lives where we really need what we think or may not be necessarily that important, it's important to God because you don't know whose life you are affecting when you get so distracted. Now, whether it's a job or a man, at the pastor today, he talks about how women get distracted by men. Whatever your distraction is, God will move it in order for you to get into his perfect will. Because,
right,
honestly, we don't know his thoughts. We don't. A lot of times we think we know, but we don't know. We really just don't know. And I am so happy that I am at peace and I do have joy and that I walk by faith and not by sight. I don't trust my bank account. I don't trust man for nothing. I trust God for everything because I know he is my true provider. He is my God. He is my sustainer. He is the I am. I know that no matter what I ask him for, he's going to supply it. It may not come on that day, but I know it's coming and I trust him to bring it because I can't go against his word and neither can he. His word has to stay true. Let every man be a liar, but let the word of God be true. I just trust him and I know it's done. It's taken care of. So I trust God for everything. Wherever he's going to take me, I'm more than willing to go because I know it's going to be to his glory, not mine. not mine, but for his glory. I know some sister's going to be helped because of something I say. Or some young man is going to change his mind because of something I say. I can even see it in my own children, the changes in my children, that they see that, oh, mommy, she's serious about this Jesus thing. She's serious. She not, but I'm serious. I'm not praying. I'm going home.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't do so, that's on you. But I'm going home. And not only am I going home, but I'm going to live my life so that when you look at me, you know I'm not playing. I'm for real. And I see my own children change. My son started going back to church. And I'm just thanking God every day. What if I was still working? Would I have been so faithful?
Wow.
Would my light been shining so that my son would be like, my mom, I'm going to start going back to church. You know, would my son have done that if I still had been working as hard as I was working? Probably not. God
knows how old is your son?
My son is 24.
24. Wow. And he saw your life, and he saw your light, and decided to go back to church.
Start to go back to church. Yep.
Mm.
And he will ask me, Mom, what should I read in the Bible? He carries around his little Bible. And I'm just looking at God, and I'm going, God, I thank you. Every day, I thank you. Because my son came out and told me he was thinking about committing suicide. And I know that suicide demon lives in my family. It goes from generation to generation. I told that devil, you are a liar. You ain't going to take none of my kids. Not
That's
one.
Right. We bind that spirit up right now. Right now. Right now.
Not
I know you've already done it, but we touch and agree with you. And we bind that spirit up right now in the name of Jesus, declaring that no demon in hell, no demon in hell, no spiritual weapon, no weapon formed against you or your family, your kids or all your grandkids to come, or anything else that is attached to you, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And we declare that in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah,
and when
but
he
thank
told
you.
Me that it just shocked me.
It.
Yeah, he shocked me because I know my daughter had thought about it. I tried to commit suicide 3 times by the time I was 20. So I just knew, when my son said it to me, he was like, Mom, things were going so bad. I just didn't know what to do. He said, but you had this Helen, I had a Helen Bella CD in my car, and this is when I had broke my ankle. I needed him to drive me around, and that Helen Bella song came on for him, and it uplifted him. And he went and bought himself a Bible. He started reading the Word. He started talking to me. He started opening up. And he said, Mom, how do you do it? And I said, I trust God.
Yeah.
I don't say easy, but I trust God. I don't trust what I see. I trust God. As soon as he began to understand, his life started to change. God started opening doors that had been closed. Everything just started working out. And that's, you see, the devil knew what was coming. That's what he was going to try to take you. He knew.
Yes,
he knew
he tried
the blessings that were coming.
Yes. Yes. But to God be the glory, because the devil's defeated. You know, your son, he has the victory. Look at God. Look at God moving in his life. So to God be the victory. And to God be the glory for the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that your son has turned his heart to the Lord, back to the Lord. And we have to do that. We have to continue. And I think that's a praise report. That's a praise report right there. That's good news right there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's a praise report that your son was snatched back from the pit of hell. The devil thought he had him.
Yes, God.
And the devil thought he had you. And he thought he had other relatives who have contemplated suicide. But that weapon was formed, but it shall not prosper. It did not prosper, and it shall not prosper. So I'm celebrating with you, my sister, for your victory and for your steadfastness in the Lord, that you're again seeking the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul, everything in you, that you're loving him like that. And he's going to continue. You wait. You haven't seen anything yet. God's going to continue to show you. He's going to continue to show you what he has for you. And with that, I'm going to move right into the word with that, because that you guys have just confirmed. I'm gonna try not to preach. I just want to speak a few minutes. I'm not going to stay that long. We're 8:18. We're 8:20. We have 40 more minutes on the call. And I'm just really, because you, like I said, I preached today. I preached. You all need to get the seed today for that word. The favor of the Lord is on my life. I pour it out, so I don't really have a whole bunch to pour out tonight. But I know God gave me a word for this particular call tonight that I want to speak into your lives, and all of you are there. This is just confirmation for what God is saying. And before I do that, Revival Fire has put the scripture Matthew 6:33 in the chat room. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. And Matthew 6:34, take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. And we all say amen to that. Amen. I believe we're all at a point where we're trusting God. Let me just pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you and we magnify your name. We thank you, Lord, for this day. This is the day that you have made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that iron truly does sharpen iron, and we thank you, Lord, for the ability for us to gather together as women, Father God, and men who are listening, oh God, to begin to, Father God, to be strengthened, oh God, as you told Peter that Satan desired to sift them as wheat, but when he returned that he should go back and strengthen his brethren, oh God. So, Lord, we are coming together, and we have spent time in fellowship, strengthening and sharpening each other, oh God. And even, Lord, as you have given me a word of exhortation and inspiration to speak into the lives of all those who hear, oh God, I just ask, Father God, that you let your word, Father God, produce not a 30, not a 60, but a 100-fold harvest in the lives of the women, that they will be encouraged by something that they've heard even before I speak, something that they've heard already, and something that they may hear after I speak, oh Lord. But let something that's said on this call encourage the heart of somebody, oh God, so that they know that they don't have to quit, they don't have to give up, they don't have to give in to the wiles of the enemy, oh God, but that your plan is greater, oh God. So, Lord, right now I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise for what you're about to say through me, oh God, and let those who have ears to hear what you are saying on today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want to have you basically look at three verses of scripture, Genesis 39, verse 1, verse 21, more than three verses, four verses, verse 1, verse 21 through 23. And it reads, and Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites, which had brought him down to Egypt. And then going over to verse 21, actually I was supposed to read verse 3, so bear with me while I read 2 and 3. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw that the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand. And let's go on down to verse 21. But the Lord was with Joseph, and showed him mercy, and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison. And whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him. And that which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. And the Lord told me just to tell you very, very clearly on tonight, don't trip. It's part of the process. Amen. Hallelujah. And I know this is God, because that's what we've been talking about tonight, of the process. As God has given us instructions for our lives, he's given us directions, he's given us dreams in our hearts, as we're on the path to fulfilling those dreams and to doing those things that God has told us to do, we run into so many obstacles. And just like Joseph here, who had a dream, and Joseph went to his brothers, and he told his brothers, the Lord told me that he said, my sheaves, we were all binding up sheaves, and your sheaves bowed down to my sheaves. And then he had another dream, and he said, your sheaves and the moon and the stars bowed down to me. And his brothers and even his father began to wonder what was going on with Joseph. Like, what's up with Joseph? You know, he has these visions of grandeur, and he thinks he's going to be this mighty man, and that we're even going to bow down to him. And as Joseph continued to dream, he also had favor. Amen. Joseph had favor over his life. And we all know the story of Joseph, how his father gave him an ornamented robe of many colors, and because he loved Joseph even more so than he favored his other sons. And Joseph, I could see Joseph now prancing around with his robe. And that robe for us today denotes our anointing. Well, God loves us so much that he gave us the anointing, amen. He gave us his supernatural power on top of our human ability, amen. And he has allowed us to begin to go out and do things in his name. He has allowed us to begin to form ministries and write books and lead praise and worship. He has allowed us to preach the gospel. He has allowed us to work in his vineyard, to work in the field, in the harvest field, because we all know that the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few. And God has given us our ornamented robe. He's given us a part of his glory. He's deposited on the inside of us the Holy Ghost, my God. He's come to take up residence with us. So we're not walking alone. We know that as the Lord was with Joseph, the Lord is with us. And that's what I want you to know, my sister, that the Lord is with you. Whatever you're going through on today, whatever challenges you may find in your ministry, whatever challenges you may find in your marriage, whatever challenges you may find in your mothering, know that the Lord is with you. Whatever challenges you may find in your money, know that God is with you. He's with you. And as long as the Lord is with you, you shall prosper, and he shall provide for your every need. And the Bible is clear when it tells us that our God shall provide and supply our every need according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. You know, when we're in Christ, when we're in that relationship that we talked about earlier, when we're in that relationship with Christ, we can surely say that no good thing will God withhold from us, because we love him and we have been called according to his purpose. We are called by his name. We're called Christians. And we know that God is not going to withhold anything from us. But as I looked at the life of Joseph, I saw some things. I saw that Joseph was derailed. Joseph had this dream, and his father sent him down to the field to check on his brothers, and Joseph came back, and you know, he told his father on his brothers, and his brothers hated him all the more, until it got to a point where he came down to the field, and they said, here comes that dreamer, let's kill him. Let's kill him. And I just want to stop there at the sidebar and say, everybody's not going to like you. Everybody's not going to appreciate you just because God gave you a dream, just because God gave you a vision. Everybody, as much as we want people to support us, everybody's not going to support you in the endeavors that you do for the Lord. Now, let me just clear the air here, because sometimes we feel like people are not supporting us, but it's not because they don't want to, or it's not because they don't like us, but sometimes we have to realize that our sisters, our fellow ministers, our fellow laborers are busy, and they're busy with what God has given them to do. It may be parenting. A lot of you are mothers, and you know that we have to maintain balance in our families. My daughter, Kayla, is 13 years old. She's in the eighth grade, and she was just indoctrinated into the Junior Honor Society. And then she brought home a report card with straight A's and B pluses and one B. And I was like, we were so proud of her. But don't you know that she couldn't have attained that if I had spent all my time in ministry? Come on, somebody. If I had not had an open ear to hear her and even not if I had not pulled myself from the computer long enough to look at her when she talked to me to let her know that what she said to me is important. Sometimes we just got to put down everything and pay attention to our children. We have to remember that our family is our first ministry. And we have to remember that our husbands, oh, yeah, suck them on wives, that our husbands are our first ministry. Sometimes I have to pull myself away from the computer and go to bed, come on, wives, and not to sleep. Sometimes you have to pull yourself away from that ministry, away from writing that book, away from writing those songs, away from, you know, writing down the vision and making the plan. Sometimes you have to pull yourself away long enough to go to bed. Now, if you stay in bed longer, just long enough for your husband to go to sleep, that's fine. But go to bed before he goes to sleep. And if he's already asleep, you might have to wake him up, because you have a ministry that God has given you, but God will never give you your ministry to break up your marriage. God will never give you a ministry to contradict his word. Amen. And he tells us clearly that our bodies do not belong to us, but they belong to our husbands. So that's something for the married women out there, you know, that we have to make sure that our husbands' bellies are filled. Amen. Hallelujah. We have to make sure that we're not neglect the home, because how many of you know that Delilah is out there. Delilah is out there. And I don't know about you, but I need my husband on my side. You know, I need him to help me to do this ministry that the Lord has given me to do. He's the one going out to work every day. I've been laid off since April 29th, and I believe that the Lord is deliberately not opening doors to keep me here so that I could do what he has for me to do. But how many of you know that we have to obey the word of God in order for God's process to come to fruition in our lives? And sometimes when we're on our way, we get derailed. Joseph was thrown into a pit. His brothers derailed. It seemed like his brothers were derailing the process. They were taking him, it seemed like they were taking him off the path of what God had told him to do. It seemed like he was getting off course a little bit. He was thrown into that pit and sold into slavery. And then he was delayed. Joseph might have seen himself doing it right away. How many of you know when God tells you something that is not automatic and it's not instantaneous, that sometimes we have to wait on the Lord and be of good courage, believing that if God said it, we can believe it, and that settles it. Sometimes we just have to wait on God, and waiting is hard, you know, but that's why God allows us to go through trials and tribulations, so that he can develop in us courage and patience, so that patience can finish her perfect work. God wants us to learn how to be patient so that we're not throwing temper tantrums when things are not going our way. God wants us to be patient, because how many of you know when you're dealing with people, you have to have patience. You have to have patience, because people will work on your last nerve. People will work on your last nerve. People will get you to the point where you think you want to scream, you want to pull out your hair, you want to punch somebody, you might even want to curse somebody out. I know most of you are not cursing no more, but some of us, you know, I can't say me, it's been a while since I once slipped out, but, you know, we have to get to this point. But sometimes you feel like, I said you feel like cursing somebody out, but Joseph felt like he was delayed. Now he's down in Potiphar's house, serving in Potiphar's house, and here comes Potiphar's old loose wife, amen, wanting to break off a piece of Joseph. And Joseph said, no, I'd be a fool after this man has trusted me with everything. I'd be a fool to sleep with his wife. And this woman falsely accused him of rape, to the point where he had to run out of there with his shirt in her hand. But he was still thrown into prison. He was delayed, sitting up in prison for no good reason, persecuted for righteousness' sake. How many of us know what it feels like to be persecuted for righteousness' sake? All you want to do is the right thing. All you want to do is love the Lord. All you want to do is trust God. All you want to do is serve God with everything in you, and you end up persecuted. And God says, go ahead and rejoice when you're persecuted for righteousness' sake. Because God hasn't forgotten. My sister, I want to tell you, God has not forgotten your labor of love towards him and his people. God has not forgotten your faithfulness. God has not forgotten how you poured out. God has not forgotten how you give to the house of the Lord, how you bring your tithes, how you bring your offerings. God has not forgotten the sacrifice. And God, he's not ignoring the fact that people are treating you wrongly. But vengeance is the Lord's. You don't have to fight that battle. The battle is not yours, but it is the Lord. You know, the Lord will take care of that. You know, some of you might have heard me talk about your husband. You might be going through some problems in your marriage, but continue to keep your husband lifted up in prayer before the Lord. Continue to keep him lifted up. Continue to pray for your husband. Pray for the man of God. And you might say, well, Pastor, my husband is not a man of God. I say declare it. Declare it to be so in the name of Jesus. Decree a thing. The Bible says in the book of Job, if you decree a thing, it shall be established. When I first married my husband, we were both messed up. We were both really messed up. Came out of the world, met in the bar, went to church, got saved. But how many of you know it took some years for us to get regenerated before we were transformed by the renewing of our minds, before the Holy Ghost was able to have his way in our lives? And we, during that first 7 years, seven years, we gave each other, oh, my God, can I say it? We gave each other the gates of hell. The gates of hell were not prevailing against our marriage. We were giving each other hell. And you know, God, after 7 years, God said, okay, enough. Because how many of you know seven is the number of completion? And God will take you through for a season. He'll let you suffer. He says, after you have suffered for a little while, I'll perfect you. I'll establish you. You know, after you have suffered, and so many of us, we don't want to suffer. I'll raise my hand. Suffering is not easy, doesn't feel good. Sometimes it doesn't look good. You know, I like the way they sing that song, I Don't Look Like What I've Been Through. But you look at me, I have some seasons when I look like, a witness, I look like what I've been through. I look like I haven't slept. I look like, I didn't have the money to do my hair that particular week. Sometimes I do look like what I'm going through, but you know what? I thank God for the trial. You know, we got to learn to praise God for the trial. We got to praise God for the tribulation. We got to praise God for those lean months, those lean years. You know, when it doesn't seem like we're going to have enough to pay the bills, or, you know, you might have to sacrifice and buy your child a new outfit as opposed to getting your hair and your nails done did. You know, or you might have to not go to the movies but hit up Netflix or go to the dollar video box at the supermarket and get you some popcorn, get you some Twizzlers, and sit down and put that movie in your DVD and have yourself a movie night with your family or by yourself or with yourself. Amen. Sometimes we have to sacrifice. And then Joseph went through a time when it seemed like he was being denied. You know, while he was in that prison, there were two men who were in prison from Pharaoh's house, the baker and the butler. The baker and the butler, and they laid down and they both had dreams, and they were so devastated by what they had seen in these dreams. And Joseph said, doesn't interpretation of dreams come from the Lord? Tell me your dreams. And he interpreted those dreams. And he told the baker that his head was coming off. But he told the butler, the cupbearer, that he was going to be reinstated to his position. That's a word for somebody right now. You feel like you've fallen out of position. You feel like you've fallen out of grace. You feel like you've fallen out of, you've lost your place. And God is saying to you tonight that you're going to be reinstated to your position. God's getting ready to restore some things that the cankerworm has stolen in your life. God just, I feel that so strongly in my spirit. I don't know who that's for, but God is getting ready to reinstate you. You haven't lost anything. But here Joseph told the butler, you're going to be reinstated to your position. He said, I just ask you that when you are reinstated, that you remember me. And the butler got out of jail, and years went by. He forgot all about Joseph. He forgot all about Joseph in that prison. He forgot Joseph, and he did not remember Joseph. He did not tell Pharaoh about Joseph until one night Pharaoh had a dream, and he wanted somebody to interpret the dream, and then the butler remembered Joseph. It seemed like he had been forgotten, but God had not forgotten. Because remember, when we read the scripture, it said that the Lord was with him. And he prospered in everything that he did. God has not forgotten. That's a word for somebody out there. God has not forgotten what he said about you. God has not forgotten the plans that he has for you. God has not forgotten the assignment that he has given you for your life while you're here on this earth. And some of you have some awesome assignments. I mean, some of you have some tasks that you know that you can only do if the Lord is with you. And that's why that relationship is so important. It's so important to just continue to stay close to the Lord. Stay close to the fire. Because when you stay close to the fire is going to burn off anything that's not like God. And when you stay close to the fire, then the fire in your belly can continually be stoked. Amen. And when you stay close to the fire and continue to pray and continue to eat the word of God, when you continue to delight yourself in the word of God, then that word becomes those rivers of living water flowing up out of your belly. Because so many of you women of God, so many of you are pouring out on a regular basis. You have jobs, you have ministries, you have businesses, you have husbands, you have children. So many of you are doing so much. And like Minister Dana Neal said earlier, you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders because you're burdened with the people, with the problems of the people that the Lord has put in your life to minister to. And whether you have a title or not, you know, whether you're walking around as an evangelist, a prophetess, a teacher, a preacher, a teacher, a pastor, an apostle, fivefold ministry gifts, or a minister, whether you've been ordained as a minister or a deacon or an elder, whatever it is, whether you have a title or not, I want you to know that you have a ministry, that God has given you a ministry to do. And let me just tell you this. Go ahead and use your gifts. I said that today in the sermon. Joseph used his gifts in prison, and his gifts made room for him. Your gifts are going to make you room for you as you're obedient to the call of God on your life. To use your gift to the glory of God, your gift will make room for you and put you before great men. Providence gave a powerful testimony on today about going somewhere just to support. Just to support. It's so good to support. She just went to support. She didn't go to be on the front line. Powerful woman of God. Didn't go to be on the front line. Didn't go to be noticed. Didn't go to be called up to make remarks. She just went to support. And the facilitator did not come. The person who was supposed to be the worship leader for the night to facilitate this concert did not come. And when prophets walked in the door, they said, "Wow, we are just so glad you're here because the person who's supposed to facilitate tonight is not here. Will you do it for us?" And let me tell you, Prophet stepped up to the plate. Amen. You got to be ever ready to step up to the plate and do what God has gifted you to do. Don't shirk back. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. There's no time. God has not given us a spirit of fear. And look, the voices we were talking about, those voices, those negative voices, people telling you what you shouldn't do, what they wouldn't do. If they were you, what you can't do. Well, the devil is a liar, because if God called you to it, he has equipped you to do it. Amen. If God called you to it, he has equipped you to do it. And so many people say, "Well, how do I know God has called me to this thing?" Because you're already doing it. A lot of you out there, you're already doing ministry. Before God gives you a title, before man gives you a title, God has given you the call, and so many of you are already doing the ministry. You're not walking with any title, but you're in ministry, and you're stepping forward. So don't wait for, you know, somebody to give you a title for you, you know, I mean, wait, these are in order, because you might be in the church where the bishop or the pastor might say, you can't preach without a license. You know, I don't know. I'm not going to step on anybody's toes. You know, we don't say that in our house. You know, with the Lord calls you, you got a word, you got a word. Amen. So we've had people preach that don't have the title of anything, minister or anything. Tina Lane has preached at our church because God had given her a word. Amen. But prophets stepped up to the plate, and it gets gooder because the lady did come. And when the lady came, and I hope Prophet doesn't mind me sharing this testimony because this has blessed me so much. But when the lady came, she didn't even want the mic. she told Prophet, she said, you know what, I wouldn't have taken that mic anyway, even if you tried to give it to me, because Prophetess is anointed. Amen. And she was anointed for that assignment. They had selected someone else. But God, my husband told prophets today, God selected you. They chose someone else, but God, and that's a word for somebody out there. Listen, when David was anointed to be king, they hadn't chosen David. They had put all his brothers in front of him. And the man of God, Samuel, said, no. God has said that the king is not here yet. Do you have another son? I'm not leaving. I'm not sitting down until you bring him out here. And he did not move until they brought David in. When David came in, the man of God knew that it was David, and he poured the oil. And he poured the oil, and that's what God is doing on your life. He's pouring the oil. That's why you have to be in relationship. Because Jesus wants to pour the oil. You got to have oil on your life to do the ministry that God has called you to do. You got to be anointed. You can't just be appointed, but you got to be slathered in the oil. You got to get close to the Holy Ghost. Amen. You got to get that word all up in you. You got to pray. You got to pray in the Spirit. Amen. You have to put on the full armor of God, and you have to stay close to the fire so that God can continually let your oil continue to burn. You let it continue to burn so that you will constantly have oil to pour out for each and every assignment that the Lord gives you. Because, listen, what you're doing right now, that ain't it. That ain't it. It's not over. God has more. There's more for you to do. The Lord has more for you to do. So Joseph, his gift made room for him, and he was called out of the prison. So with all of that, what am I saying? All of these things, the derailment, the delay, and the denial, amen, all seemed like they were detrimental to Joseph's destiny. The derailment, the delay, and the denial all seemed like they were detrimental to Joseph's destiny, but they were not detrimental, but they were, in fact, beneficial to Joseph's destiny. Amen. I said it earlier, don't trip, because it's all a part of the process. It's part of God's process. God knew exactly the path that he needed to take Joseph on in order to fulfill the promises that he had shown Joseph for his life. And just like Joseph, let me make it personal. Look, you've been delayed, you've been derailed, you've gotten off track, people have stepped in the way, it seems like you're running out of time, you've been denied, it seems like nobody's standing up for you, nobody's supporting you, it seems like you've been forgotten about, but let me tell you, it's not detrimental to the plan, amen, it's all part of God's process, amen, in order for him to position you, amen, for the promotion, amen. God's taking you down a certain path, and that path may get hard sometimes, but God's working some stuff out in you while he's taking you on that path. See, God wants that temper to be tamed. God wants that nasty attitude that you may have. I don't know if you have it or not, but he wants that nasty attitude to be turned into something sweet and succulent, amen. God wants you to not be bitter, amen, about some of the things that have happened in your life. He wants you to forgive some people, amen. How many of you know that Joseph had to forgive and forgive and forgive. He had to forgive his brothers for throwing him in the pit. He had to forgive his cousins, the Ishmaelites, for selling him into slavery. He had to forgive Potiphar's wife, amen, for accusing him of rape. He had to forgive Potiphar for not believing him and throwing him into prison. He had to forgive the butler, amen, for forgetting about him when he told him that he was going to remember him. He had to forgive so many people, and that's what God is saying to you today. Listen, there's nothing that has been done to you that God is not requiring you to forgive. Unforgiveness is going to block your anointing. It will block the oil, women of God. You have to let it go. Let it go. Let God take vengeance on that person. Pray for your enemies. Let it go. Let God have his way. He calls the kindness upon those who come and treat you badly. Pray for those who persecute you. Amen. Let it go. Rejoice because they're persecuting you. Amen. Because we already said that this stuff that's happening to you, and I know a lot of you are going through, I know a lot of you are in warfare. You're in a serious warfare. You're fighting for your lives, your families, your ministry. You're fighting for your finances. You're fighting for your sanity. But know that God is using all of these things. Come on. God is using all of these things for your good and his glory. There's no derailment with God. As long as the steps of a good man, a good woman, in this case, are ordered by the Lord, there's no delay with God. Though it tarry, wait for it. Because it will surely come to pass. It's going to come up suddenly in your. Somebody's going to have a suddenly. There's going to be a suddenly in your life where everything you've been waiting for is going to overwhelm you. It's going to be so much. You're going to be so blessed. You're going to see so much manifest God's blessing on your life that you're going to hold your hand and say, "Oh Lord, I can't take it. I can't take it anymore. It's too much. Hold some back, God." Amen. Hallelujah. God's going to bless you so mightily. Amen. And deny, my God, some people may have forgotten, but God has not forgotten. God has not forgotten. And what God says is for you, is for you, is for you. You don't have to be jealous. You don't have to cover it. It's for you. Stop worrying about your haters. Amen. Hallelujah. And focus on your goals. Stop worrying about your haters because you're going to have haters. The Bible talks about haters. Stop worrying about your haters and focus on your goals. And know that God already has the plan for your life, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope in the future. We're in the shift. You know, and you got to shift with God. You got to roll with him. You got to shift with him. When he moves, you move, just like that. You know, you got to move with God. You know, God moves over here. Okay, God, I'm going to cleave to you. The Bible says cleave to the Lord because he is your life. But not only is he your life, but he holds your life in his hands. Amen. And God has the master plan, and God has already spoken. God has spoken that you shall prosper as long as you're with him, as long as he's with you. Like he was with Joseph, you shall prosper, and everything that you do, everything that you lay your hands to shall prosper, and God's going to use you mightily. He's already using you mightily, but I declare to you on tonight, women of God, I just came to pour this word into your soul, to pour this word into your spirit, because you shall prosper, even as your soul prospers. But I came to encourage you on tonight to hold on and to cleave to God, cleave to him in relationship. Even as you're ministering to other people, even as you're writing the books, even as you're doing the ministry, as you're cutting the CDs, as you're starting your own business, as you're starting the corporations and the organizations, even as you're doing your radio shows, cleave to God. You can't go, don't go nowhere without the anointing. Don't go anywhere without Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. Cleave to God, for he is your life, and he holds your life in the palm of your hand. So I say to you tonight, my sister, don't trip. It's a part of the process. It's all a part of the process. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's praise God up in here. Amen. Hallelujah. We praise him for his word on tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody praise the Lord up in here. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. We magnify your name. Go ahead and praise him. Somebody praise God for what he's already done. I'm saying to you, it's a part of the process. It's already done.
is already done in the spiritual realm. That's why we pray, let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus was telling the disciples, and he's telling you, he's telling me, it's already done. It's already been established in heaven. And when we pray, we say, God, manifest your will. Let it be made visible. I want to see it. Amen. I want to see your glory. Elijah told, Moses told God, he said, I want to see your glory. Elijah said, God told Elijah, go, and I'm going to pass by, stand on the cliff. And God is saying to you tonight that you just desire his glory, and you shall see his glory. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, praise the Lord, amen. God is good, and I just pray you were blessed by what God has spoken on tonight, amen, hallelujah. Sherry Jones, God bless you, Pastor. Says that we shall exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulations brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. Amen. Hallelujah. So let God, I believe Evangelist Cynthia Robinson said it tonight, let go and let God have his way. Amen. Hallelujah. So the phone lines are open again. If anybody wants to call in, 646-652-4832. I didn't mean to take that beyond for that extended time. I thought it would be shorter. But we have 5 minutes, but we can go into overtime. So ladies, your lines are open. If anybody even has prayer requests, or if you have comments or remarks, again, we've all of y'all preached tonight, amen, to God be the glory. That's why I want to hear from you, because God, he is the Spirit, bears witness to the Spirit. And we're all speaking in the same spirit tonight. And God is saying you're on the right path. Embrace the shift. Embrace the shift. It's part of the process. Embrace the trials. Embrace the trouble. Embrace the tribulation. It's part of the process. Amen. But know that you're not stuck there. You're not. Joseph wasn't stuck in the pit. He wasn't stuck in Potiphar's house. He wasn't stuck in prison. And he became governor of Egypt, second in command, right there under a Pharaoh. And think about this. Had he not gone through that, had Joseph not gone through everything he went through, he would never have been able to be governor of Egypt. Had he not been Egypt's prisoner, he would never have been able to be Egypt's governor. Amen. And that's the same thing for you. Had you not, you fill in the blank, had you not gone through what you've gone through, you would never be able to stand here today and say, by the grace of God, I am what I am. By the grace of God, I don't deserve it. I didn't earn it. I may not even be worthy, like Paul said, to be an apostle. And you fill in the blanks. I may not even be worthy. I don't feel like I'm worthy to be God's minister, to be his pastor, to be his preacher, to be his evangelist, to be his prophet. I feel like I'm worthy to write the books that I write, or to do the radio broadcast that I do. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And Paul said, his grace is not in vain. And I pray that's each and every one of your declaration on tonight, that God's grace is favor. You know what grace is? It's God's unmerited favor. We didn't deserve it, but God, by his divine favor, influenced us to lead us in this direction when we are doing stuff that we wouldn't even never think we would be doing. And it's only by his grace that we are what we are today. Amen. Hallelujah. So I'm finished. I just want to pour that word into you for this particular month. And I don't get to the boards as much as I would like to, but I want to do a monthly call so that we can fellowship with each other and so that I can pour out into you, because you are some powerful women of God pouring out to so many people. And it's just a blessing. God has not forgotten your labor of love. He knows and he sees, and he's a rewarder. You get ready. Blessings are coming to your house. You get ready. God is a rewarder for those who diligently seek him. Amen.
It's
open. You guys can chime in or whatever you need, if you need prayer or I believe the Lord, if you need prayer or anything, amen, or if you want to make comments or remarks, I'm okay with that, amen. anybody.
Hello?
Yeah.
This is Michelle. First, I would like to say, you know, I really thank God for the message because, you know, I was so encouraged. And some of the stuff you said, it really hit home for me, you know, because I was a lot of warfare and stuff been coming at me. And I've been a little discouraged. But, you know, I just thank God for the message tonight and, you know, God using you tonight. It triggers something in my spirit. So, you know, thank God for the message. And if you will, I would like prayer, just general prayer, if that's all right with you.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. To God be the glory. That's my prayer, that he would make some babies leap. Amen. Hallelujah. And Michelle, what I sense when I heard when you were speaking earlier to me is that God is bursting out some things in your life, some more stuff, and that you've been in a time of travailing. To the point where the devil will even want to make it come in and try to make it seem like depression or, you know, or something like that, like real heavy. Because, you know, when you're in the process of travailing and giving birth, it's burdensome and it's heavy. It's like a weight on you. And the Lord is saying that he's lifting that weight. He's saying that not many days from now, he said he's going to fill you. There's a refreshing that's coming from the Lord. It's beginning tonight because I came as Elizabeth tonight. Amen. I came as Elizabeth to birth out, to be a midwife, and I also came as Mary, amen, to bring forth my anointing, to have something leap in your womb. And I just sense that the Lord is bursting and he's reinvigorating some things in you. Yeah, I see the discouragement, and I see it in the form of people letting you down, you know, people that you thought would be there for you, and they haven't been there for you, and they have disappointed you. And the Lord says, I believe he's speaking to you on today, even though you have your relationship with him, to cleave even the more to him. You know, you got to let go of some people. There's some people that God's even going to, I don't know if this is good news or bad news, but some people that God is even going to remove from your inner circle. That God's saying there've been some distracting spirits. You know, people who are coming, and they're on a, they don't know it. They don't know it because our weapon is not, our enemy is not flesh and blood, but they're coming against your assignment. And there are people that can't, you're so zealous for the things of God and the things that he's told you to do sometimes, that there are people who have come and literally have poured cold water on your fire. They want to put your fire out, you know, and the Lord is just saying to you to stand, you know, stand after you've done all, to stand. Stand in the power of his might. God's got you. He's got you, and he just wants you, and I'm so glad that you are encouraged on tonight, and God, that's what he wants. He wants you to be encouraged because the promises, I see the Lord speaking to you in dreams and even as you're sitting in your quiet time, and he shows you glimpses of your future, and God has shown you some things about your future, and you have moved out on faith to go ahead and pursue these things, but on the way you've encountered these obstacles that I talked about. And God says, you know, I'm giving you, I'm setting you up in high places, on hind feet. Yeah. And you're going to mount up on wings as an eagle, and you're beginning to soar. God says, I'm going to allow you to soar above the heads of your enemies, and he's preparing that table before you in the presence of your enemies, and you're going to silence every wagging tongue. See, every wagging tongue. The Bible says, every wagging tongue, you shall silence every wagging tongue. We think we have to say something to people, but God says, if you keep walking with me, as you continue to walk with me, every wagging tongue, the people, they're only going to be able to hang their mouths open in awe because of what God is getting ready to do for you. I see sunshine around you, Michelle. I see joy coming in the morning. Amen. I see the sun has come out. It's morning.
is morning. In the name of Jesus, Father, we praise your holy name, and we worship you. We magnify your name, oh God. Oh Lord, we thank you. I thank you for my sister, Michelle, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, for what you have deposited on the inside of her, Lord, that she yet still has a dream, that she yet has a vision, oh God. Hallelujah. And Lord, I ask you to stir up the fire, that, Father God, continue to let the fire in her belly burn, oh God, and like liquid fire shot up in her bones, oh God, that she won't be able to contain it, oh God. And Lord, I just thank you for the new thing that you're doing in her life, oh God. Lord, we bind up the hand of Satan, oh God, even off of what you've given her to do, for her dream, her vision, her ministry, oh God, even her radio broadcast, oh God. And we bind up the hand of Satan off of everything pertaining to her, Lord, and we loose victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, everything that she puts her hands to, Lord, we declare that it shall prosper in the name of Jesus. So Lord, thank you for giving her her joy back. Thank you for giving her her hope back. Thank you for encouraging her, oh God, giving her the courage to yet continue on the battlefield for you, oh Lord. So Lord, I thank you for bringing her here on tonight, oh God, so that she could fellowship with the sisters, oh God, and be in light with like-minded individuals, oh God, and be encouraged by your word. Just one word, oh God, can change our lives, oh God. So we thank you for your word on tonight, God. And I thank you for my sister, oh God. Thank you for her household, oh God. Oh God, I declare victory over everything attached to her, oh God, that everything that the enemy stole is being given back tonight, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be encouraged, my sister. You got it. You got the victory in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, great things. Look forward to great things from God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God with our sister. Amen. For her victory on tonight. Amen. Everything that God has done. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I forgot to tell the chat room they had to call in if they wanted to continue hearing the call on tonight. Amen. Because we're no longer streaming. But if anybody else has anything or needs prayer, the phone lines, we're still here. We're still here. I'm not going to rush God. I want to be obedient to the Spirit.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God, Pastor. This is Tina. Like when you were preaching earlier and you used the word settling, and I was like, oh, that's what it is. Because sometimes things may feel unsettled in my life with certain things that come, whether it's family issues or friends issues that people lay on my shoulder. And sometimes I'm like, Lord, you know, this is a lot to carry at times. But just listening to your message right now, it's like, okay, it's settling, and it blessed me.
Yes. As you were speaking, the Lord was saying to me, you're in a good place for me. Amen. The Lord is saying you're in a good place with him. You're right where the Lord wants you for this particular season in your life. And even though the burden gets heavy sometimes, God's saying he's never put any more on you than you can handle. And you're walking it out. And God is just, he's just so, I just sense the Lord being very pleased with you, Tina, during the season of your life. I just sense him being very pleased with you. I hear him continually saying, I hear him saying even now as I'm speaking, that you should continue to allow him to validate you. Many people will come to you and then try to put you in different roles and boxes even. And God's saying, don't be boxed in. He's saying, I know specifically the plans I have for you. Don't be boxed in. A box is that when people try to put you in a box, it's like the form of that prison that Joseph found himself in. And the walls begin to close in on you when you allow people to put you in a box. And I see another, I also hear the Lord saying, don't get it twisted. And I hear him saying, don't get twisted. in the name of Jesus. Don't get it twisted. Is your response to people who want to try to box you in and make you feel guilty because you're not marching to the beat of their drum? I'll just say it like that. And then he's saying to you, don't get twisted into the role of trying to please people, because there are too many people. The ministry that you do is a unique ministry, and God's called you to do the ministry of Aaron and Hur, where they held up the arms of Moses, and God has called you in that role. So he's using you. That's one of the places, not to put you in the box, that's one of the places that's very obvious. You don't need a prophet to see that God is using you in the role of holding up the arms of the men and women of God for this season. And God said, don't get twisted and trying to make people understand what God is doing in your life. See, because people want to make you feel like you have to explain why God is doing what he's doing in your life. And you don't have to explain God and his operation in your life to anybody. Continue to walk in humility. Continue to walk in love. We don't want to be hardy and say it's none of your business. But that's the truth of the matter. It's none of anyone's business what God is doing with you. You just walk circumspectly with the Lord and be pleasing to him and let him have his way. And God will continue to guide you on the path that you should go. You're in I keep hearing God say you're in a good place. You're in a good place.
Yeah.
You're in a good place. You have shifted. You have embraced the shift. You have shifted.
My God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord. Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Wow, Jesus. Father, we praise your holy name. I thank you, Lord, for my sister, for my daughter, Tina, oh God, and what you're doing in her life, oh God. Thank you, Lord, for the shift, oh God, that has taken place in her life, that you shifted her, oh God, from one place into another, oh God, positionally, spiritually, oh God. You have shifted her. So many are looking for her to shift in the natural, God, but you have just revealed to us that your shift has taken place in the supernatural realm, oh God. So we thank you for what you've done in her life, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for even the words that you allowed me to speak to her, God, even me being familiar with her, Lord, that you didn't let me speak a word of knowledge, oh God, but a word of prophecy unto her, oh God. And Lord, I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life, oh God. I ask that you continue to bless her, continue to use her mightily for your glory. Thank you for allowing her to be a blessing to me, oh God, and so many of your other men and women of God, oh God, especially her own pastor, oh God. And I just ask, Father God, to continue to strengthen her, continue to speak to her, continue to grow her up into the fullness of Christ, oh God, and continue, Father God, to let her be transformed by the renewing of her mind, oh God, so that she can know your good and perfect will for her life. So, Lord, I thank you for her, and I thank you, and I ask that you continually bless her. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. That was good. That was God. Oh, my. Prophetess, I don't know. Is the Lord speaking anything to you? I don't want to make room for your gift. Is the Lord speaking anything to you?
Amen. You're covering it all, Pastor. You've covered it all. Amen. God is just great.
Amen.
And we just thank God for this an open forum for, you know, such as this, you know, with our sister Michelle being able to call in. You know, she mentioned earlier she didn't make it to her church. Amen. And, you know, sometimes, you know, the trials of life, you know, they get heavy. They get weighty. And sometimes you can't, you know, make it to your natural place of worship, but we thank God that people can connect over the airwaves, over the phone, through the computer, amen, so that their spirit man can be fed and uplifted. And we just thank God, amen, just for the Lord encouraging her spirit on tonight, and even Sister Tina and everybody that took part on the call.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Thank you, Melody. Who else do we still have on the call with us?
Michelle, I'm still here.
And Michelle, okay, there's another number, 908. Is that you, Evangelist?
Yes, it's me.
Amen. Did you have anything?
I was just blessed by what you said. You confirmed.
You just confirmed. I have noticed how when I follow God, how he just keeps opening doors. Doors that were closed to me are not opening. I see God just sending things my way because I have learned to be faithful. And he's just sending people. I thank God for all the people that God has allowed me to see his favor work. So I'm in that place right now with God where I'm just like, God, whatever you want. I do not stop you for blessing me. However you want to bless me, I just want to be blessed. That's all. I don't care how it comes. I've been through the worst maybe, and there may come another time where I have to go through something, another rough season, but nevertheless, I'm going to bless you, and I'm going to look for my blessings however they come. So I'm in that. I'm feeling good about my relationship with God right now. I'm feeling real good. But you just confirmed, don't trip.
Don't trip. He's not. It's part of the process. And you saw, you all, it was confirmation because God, the Lord gave me this word last week. He gave it to me when I was putting the call together. My husband said, don't you have to get your word together? I said, honey, the Lord has given me a word already for the women on tonight, and he had given me a word for the church on today. Amen. So I knew, and it's two different words. You know, I'm a prophetic creature. You know, I started out saying prophetic. I'm a prophet. I guess I don't have to say that, but I say prophetic preacher because even though I'm not prophesying individually, I'm preaching. I'm prophesying as I preach. So right. I realize that that's how God uses me prophetically. Amen. How many of you know that prophets preach, and when they preach, it doesn't have to be an individual word. You just grab your word. Grab your word and run with it, knowing that it's confirmation to what God has already said. Prophets, I'm going to ask you if you would pray for Evangelist Cynthia Robinson, pray and just cover her and her son also. If you would just pray. You have other how many children do you have?
Six.
Six. Are they all still in the land of living, right?
Yes.
Okay. Sons and daughters?
Sons and daughters, yes.
So if you would pray for Evangelist Cynthia Robinson, prophetess, and her children. You have a husband? Are you married?
Yeah, I'm married, yes.
And her husband. We can't lead a man of God out. Amen. We cannot lead a man of God out. And that's what I was saying earlier about my husband. He wasn't necessarily a wonderful, 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 wonderful husband. But every time I talked about him, I said, I thank God for my wonderful, 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 wonderful husband. And I put fire, and people got sick of me saying that my husband was so wonderful, but they didn't realize that he wasn't so wonderful. But I was declaring that thing. Come on, somebody. So we're going to pray for the men of God, prophets, if you would please.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you on tonight. We praise you and we worship your name. Lord, we thank you, O God, for allowing us to come together, O God, on this call. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the visionary, O God. Hallelujah, who you've given this assignment to, O God. Lord, we thank you for allowing her to pour out of her spirit, O God, your word on tonight, O God, allowing us, O God, to just not to take for granted, O God, the process that we must go through. We thank you for giving us strength. We thank you for giving us endurance, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. We thank you for allowing us to know that we don't have to trip, O God. Everything that we're going through is a part of your process, O God, a part of your divine assignment that you have on our lives, O God. Lord, we thank you for your woman servant, O God. Hallelujah, our Evangelist Robinson on tonight. Lord, we thank you for everything that she has imparted, even into our spirits on tonight, O God. We thank you, O God. Hallelujah, where you've brought her from and where you're taking her to, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God. Hallelujah, yet for elevation in her life, O God. We thank you for promotion. We thank you for promotion, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, O God, for the divine assignment, O God, that you have on her life, O God. Lord, we ask that you would just allow your supernatural power, O God, hallelujah, to overtake her, O God, from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet, O God. Lord, even as she's standing in the place, O God, standing in the gap, O God, for her husband, O God, and her children, O God, Lord, we ask that you would just allow the anointing, O God, hallelujah, to supersede and override anything that the enemy tries to send their way, O God. Lord, we thank you, O God, for covering this woman servant, O God, through prayer. We thank you for covering your woman servant, O God, through the anointing, O God. We thank you, O God, for binding up everything that is not like you, O God, and we thank thank you yet for breakthrough, oh God. Breakthrough in her life, oh God. Breakthrough in the life of her husband, oh God. Breakthrough in the life of her children, oh God. Lord, we thank you, oh God, hallelujah, that they are yet a work in progress, oh God. But we thank you for her humility. Thank you for her humility, oh God. We thank you for her humbleness towards you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for having an open heart for her to receive yet that which you're placing in her spirit, oh God. We thank you for her hungering. We thank you for her thirst, oh God, after your righteousness, oh God. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah. Yes, God, hallelujah, for answering the prayers of your woman servant, oh God, hallelujah. Even as she has many things before you, oh God. Lord, we thank you for knowing, oh God, hallelujah, that the prayers of a righteous man, a righteous woman availeth much, oh God. And we thank you for knowing that everything that she has before you, oh God, we thank you for knowing that you are going to move in her life. You're going to bring it to pass, oh God. So we thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for elevation, oh God. We thank you for where you're taking her, God. And they all see her. Thank you for where you're taking her, God. Na 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 na. We thank you for where you're taking your woman servant, oh God. Yes. Hallelujah. Yes, God. We thank you for the shift in our life. We thank you, oh God. For allowing her spirit man, oh God, a spirit man to line up, oh God, and identify with the shift that's taking place in her life, oh God. Lord, we thank you for knowing, oh God, hallelujah, that you're opening up fresh doors. Fresh doors, oh God, for her to go forth and minister, for her to go forth and preach your word, oh God. Yes, hallelujah. God says to preach the word in season and out of season, in season and out of season. The Lord said, preach, preach the word in season and out of season. Hallelujah. Think it not strange that which I'm doing in your life. The Lord says, I'm at work. Yes, the Lord said he's at work. He's at work. The Lord says the word is in your mouth like fire, fire, fire. Hey, the Lord says don't hold back. Speak what I tell you to speak. The Lord said, I did put my word in your mouth. Hallelujah. And every time the spirit of doubt comes in, the Lord said, rebuke it, rebuke it, rebuke it. The Lord says, my word is sure. Yes, I put a sure word in your mouth. Walk in it. Walk in my anointing. Walk in the authority that I've already given you. Walk in boldness. Go forth in boldness. We thank you, God. We thank you. Keep her covered, covered with your blood, oh God. We come against backlash, oh God. We come against backbiting, oh God. We come against the spirit of jealousy, oh God. We come against envy. We come against strife, oh God. Yes, God. The Lord said, as he be for you, he's more than the whole world against you. You are not alone. You're not alone. You're not alone. Even some family don't understand you. But the Lord says, you're not alone. You're not alone. And God said, I have canceled out. The spirit of suicide, the Lord said, I've canceled it. I've canceled that generational curse. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The Lord says your testimony has canceled out that assignment. Even starting in your own house through your son. Hallelujah. Yes. Stay in my word. Stay in my word. Stay in my word. I'm going to speak to you through my word. Hallelujah. The interest of my word brings light. God said, I'm going to reveal. Myself the more to you. Stay in my face. Hear what the Spirit is saying to your church. Yes, God said, this is a season for you to stay in my face. Stay in my face. Hallelujah. As long as you stay in my face and receive my direction, you will not err. Hallelujah. Stay focused. Just stay focused. Thank you for your woman servant, oh God. We thank you for this prayer, oh God. We thank you for covering her whole entire family, oh God. Our husband, God. We thank you for covering her husband. Thank you for covering her six children, oh God. And even her extended family members, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for answering these prayers, oh God. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen. Thank you, God. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank glory. You, Lord.
Yes, God.
Ooh. Hallelujah. Lord.
Breaker.
That was a breaker anointing right there. Something just breaking over. My God, all over the place. All over, all for all of us. We all received that prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
In
the name of Jesus.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hey, God. Hallelujah.
My. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so good. Our God is an awesome, he's an awesome God. Thank you for being the spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. And just releasing what the Lord has for our sisters because, my God, that was only God. He wanted to speak. My God, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Wow. There's really not a whole much else to say. We just have had a blessed time here, and I pray that, you know, more people will come out even as we go forward on a monthly basis because the Lord wants to fill us up. The Lord wants to fill us up, and you know, even as you were going forth on tonight, prophetess, the Lord was just showing me there's just so much more that he has in store for you. There's a fresh anointing that God has released on you, upon you, and he's been releasing this for some months now because I remember the Lord spoke to you a couple of months ago that he was releasing a fresh anointing. Fresh anointing was coming your way, and God is just bathing you in his glory. This is the realm where so many desire to get to, and so many still are just yet, they're just scratching the surface. They're just scratching the surface. But the Lord said, you know me. Hallelujah. He said, you sit in council. It's like when he told Aaron and them not to get jealous of Moses because he said, I speak to Moses face to face. And your prophetic God is sharpening even more so. I mean, your accuracy is phenomenal. But God is saying, not one word shall fall to the ground. Just like Samuel, not one word of your prophetic utterance shall fall to the ground. He's even giving you more accuracy. You know, he doesn't give us 100%. But God, as humans, but God says, I'm giving you as close to it as I can because I'm using you. He said, this is your season. And God, doors are going to begin to open for you with your gift because of your humility, because of your faithfulness, says the Lord. I'm opening doors for you. They're not just swinging open. God says, I am opening doors. I have my hand upon the doors, says the Lord, and I am opening the doors for you. And I'm escorting you through those doors. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. People are talking about you, and people are speaking your name in the atmosphere. And God says, I'm blessed because I'm whispering your name in their ears. Amen. Hallelujah. And they don't even know why are we considering Prophetess Angie Singletary? Why are we considering her? And God says, I'm bringing your name before great men. I'm putting you on platforms. I'm putting you in front of people. I'm putting you in front of not tens and not hundreds, but I'm putting you in front of thousands of people because you have yielded yourself to be a vessel of honor. And God said, it shall be so. It shall be so. God says, I have created you to be a vessel of honor. And after you, and he said, the trials and the troubles that you're facing, he said, that's lightweight. That's little stuff. And God says, I've already stepped into the tomorrow of those situations and given you the resolution for them. And he says, open your eyes and look out over the fields. He says, and look out over the fields because that's your harvest. That's
glory.
Your harvest. Yeah, that's
hallelujah.
The heart of you. He says, I am showering you with blessings, and everything that you don't catch is going to be laid out waiting for you.
Hallelujah.
So
amen.
God said, you're not missing nothing in this season. You won't have
hallelujah.
Enough to you have enough to give away because
Jesus.
You've been
hallelujah.
Faithful. Because you've been faithful. I keep hearing.
Mm.
I keep hearing. Even as you began to minister and began to pray, I kept hearing, great is your faithfulness. Great
hallelujah.
Is your faithfulness towards me, says the Lord. Great
thank
is your faithfulness.
God.
And God is going to honor that. He, as a matter of fact, no, he corrected me. He said he's honoring that right now. God's moving some things around in the unseen realm. Hey, he said, because everything that you see right now is temporary.
Yes.
He said, but I'm moving some stuff around in the unseen realm that's eternal. And nobody's
going
to be able to take it away. Nobody's going to be able to undo it. I've spoken it, and I shall perform it, says the Lord. So
amen.
Get ready.
Yes, God.
Get ready.
Hallelujah.
This is crazy. I don't even want to bring this word, but I'm a bake off, you know, because, you know, I'm your pastor, and I don't want to see you away from the congregation on Sunday mornings. For any, if you leave on a Sunday, you know, I have a fit sometimes, but I see you traveling. I see you boarding planes, and I see you traveling. I see God taking you places to preach this gospel.
Jeez.
You know, so God's saying, get ready. I heard the word passport, that God's getting ready to take you even outside of the U.S. Amen. To begin to minister. Amen. Hallelujah. Because you have a sound. There's a sound. There's a sound that must be a voice out throughout the nations, and you have that sound. And God is going to use you mightily, even the more so for his glory. So you get ready. You know, I don't know what trip you're taking you on. I don't know where you're going on. But I know I even see you having some leisure time outside of the U.S. I see you going somewhere. I see you relaxing on a beach. You know, I see you having some leisure time and drinking some virgin drinks and just really enjoying yourself in the Lord. I just see you going someplace very nice. God's going to take you some places, okay, Lord, some places. Very nice. He says, I have relaxation in mind for you. But after you rest it, I still have work for you to do. There's a greater work, says the Lord. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for Prophetess Angie Singletary, oh God. I thank you, Father God, for her life. I thank you for her ministry, oh God. I thank you for her faithfulness, oh God. Thank you for using her the way that you use her to your glory, oh God, for your glory, oh God. Thank you that you have created her to be a vessel of honor, oh Lord. And Lord, that you, Father God, even have greater things in store for her, oh God. Even as she, Father God, oh my God, even in this next decade, Father God, she goes from her 40s, even into her 50s. I see your 50s be sprinkled with grace. My God, I see you laying back in 50s, not worrying about the thing. My God,
glory. Thank you, God.
Those are going to be the grace years, says the Lord, when my unmerited favor are going to be showering you with my blessings from heaven. You know, so many blessings are going to, you know, you're being blessed in your 40s, but I see your 50s being, even. You got to write this down, I see your 50s being the best years of your life. In the name of Jesus, some things, some desires that you've been wanting, God's going to just give you some desires of your a lot of the desires of your heart, and God's just really, he's just laying out a red carpet. I just see red carpet as far as I can see. The Lord is laying out the red carpet for you because you've been faithful over a few things. He said, I'm going to put you in charge of much. He says, and I'm going to shower you with blessings in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Woman serving God. Thank you for her life. Thank you for her attitude. She shall be greater than
her
former days. For your word that you've even allowed me to speak into her life, oh God.
Yes, God.
I thank you, Lord. I know it's the right word, oh God.
Glory,
I know it came
glory.
From you, God. And I thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing and everything that you're saying to this woman of God. God said, delay is not denial. Delay is not denial.
Amen.
It has been delayed, but not been denied. You shall, what said, it shall come to pass. In
yes,
the name
God.
Of Jesus, the Lord, just thank you, Father God, for this
yes.
woman of God. She's a woman of God. Thank you for her life, oh God. And continue, Lord, I just pray, Father God, you continue to bless her, continue to watch
yes,
over her, continue
thank
to give her perfect peace, continue to provide for her every
yes.
need that you have said according to the scriptures, oh God. As she, Father God, delights herself in you, continue to prosper what she puts her hands to, oh God. Continue to give her promotion, oh God, even on the job, oh God. Thank you for promotion, even on the job, oh God. Every work that, God said, every work that you do, you shall receive promotion. Because
Hallelujah.
Everything you do, that's to me, says the Lord. So
yes.
I thank you, Lord, for promotion, oh God. I thank you for elevation, oh God. Thank you for everything that you're doing and everything that you've spoken over this woman of God, life, oh God. That not
yeah.
one word that has been spoken over her life. Shall
yes,
fall to the ground. Bless her son, bless her grandson,
yes,
oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless her, her home, her household,
yes,
her finances,
yes.
oh God. Bless her ministry, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the open doors, oh God.
Yes.
Oh God, even thank you for the open doors, oh God, that you are opening for this woman of God. And
yes,
I thank you for
God.
Removing every hindrance, every roadblock, every
yes.
barrier, every stronghold, oh God.
Yes,
we tear down every stronghold,
yes.
oh God, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Lord, we just thank you. We bless you. And
Hallelujah.
We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise
yes,
for this woman.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Life, the words that
yes.
you have spoken of her life, even on tonight,
yes.
in the name of Jesus.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You, thank you, God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Jesus,
thank
my,
you, Lord.
God.
Hey, God.
Well, I have, I tell you, I didn't even eat dinner. I didn't eat all day, actually. Just a little
Hallelujah.
Snack that my daughter made for me.
Yeah.
But I'm full.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I am full. Mm. Amen. We're going to go down for the say, listen, tell somebody about the fellowship we had tonight. We'll be meeting again. I'll reschedule it. I asked Michelle that you connect with me on Facebook, connect with me and Cynthia Robinson, Tina Lane, and Angie Singletary, Dana Neer.
Amen.
Connect with us.
Amen.
And connect with the Women to Women Empowerment Group. It's a good place. And I believe God didn't send you here by chance.
Amen.
That it was
That's right.
That you will come. So connect with us, and you'll be on. Then you'll be able to come to the next call next month. We meet once a month online. The Lord said online will be once a month, especially in the cold months. We'll be online until spring comes. And then I'm looking to have a retreat. I would love to have a retreat where we could just go over to Sandy Cove over in Maryland and just kick off our shoes and just do what we do, get delivered, get free, praise the Lord, and you know, hear some good words and fellowship
yeah,
with each other,
yeah.
love on each other. I'm looking forward to that day. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. All minds clear?
Yeah.
All minds are clear?
Amen.
So I hear some. Oh, who's that, Tina?
Yes. Before we,
yeah.
if you don't mind, Kev, I wanted to ask for someone. I have, if you can do another prayer. I have a family member. Who needs prayer right now? She's facing a hard dilemma and hard thoughts. As a family member to help her in her dilemma because of her pride, and it's in a couple of days something's going to come at her kind of heart. So I'm just praying to God right now that she allows if she doesn't allow a door to open up with us to help her, that God sees her through. I don't know if there's something that he may have her to go through because of her pride. But right now, I just wanted to just pray for her strength and the family that's involved.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Do we have any prayer warriors that would like to take up that prayer?
I can pray for her if you would like.
Ma'am. Yes, Michelle?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, please do.
Okay. Could you tell me her name?
Her name is Kim.
Kim. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, I just thank you, Father God. Lord God, I just come to you, Father God. First, God, I just want to bless your name, God. Lord God, I just want to thank you, God. I want to give you glory, God. I want to give you praise. I want to give you honor, oh God. Lord God, I just thank you even now, God, for what you're doing in Kim's life, Father God. Lord God, I just thank you, oh God, that this is a time of breaking, God. I thank you, O God, that you're breaking, Father God. You're cutting everything away, God, that's not like you, O God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you, O God, for the process, God, that you're taking her to and taking her through, Father God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just ask even now, God, that you would draw her, God. Draw her by your spirit, O God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I just ask, God, that you would give her a hunger, God, and a thirst like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I ask, God, that you would move the pride, O God. Move the haughtiness, O God. In the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, we mute the mouth of the enemy, O God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we close her ear even now, God, to every whisper, God. Every lie in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just ask, God, that you would breathe on my sister, O God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just pray right now, Father God, that you would take the spiritual acts, O God, and cut away everything that's not like you, O God. In the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, that you would reach her in places, O God, that no man, no woman can reach her, O God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord, I ask, God, that you would open up the doors, O God. Meet the needs, God, in your way, God. Let your will, your perfect will, God, be done. In the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just thank you, O God. Lord, you're saying exceed expectations, O God. Lord God, it's going to exceed expectations, O God, of other people, O God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just thank you even now, God, for the spiritual makeover, O God. In the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, O God, for the newness, O God, even now in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just pray even now, God, that you would touch every party, God, that's involved in this situation, O God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just pray, Father God, if it's a housing situation, God, whatever it is, oh God, I just pray, Father God, that you would work it out in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, because we know, God, that you have need of nothing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. So I ask, God, that you would just work it out, oh God. Work it out, God, to your will, God, to your way in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, I just pray, Father God, that she would accept, God, what you have allowed, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. And I rebuke stress even now in the name of Jesus, God. I rebuke depression even now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, we just thank you, oh God, for newness in her life, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just pray, Father God, that you would move in her even now, God. Move stubbornness, oh God, even now in the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just ask, God, that you would live in Kim, oh God. Breathe in her in the name of Jesus, God. And Father God, we just thank you even now, oh God. I pray, God, that you would bless her family, oh God. Bless her family in the name of Jesus, God. Draw them by your spirit, oh God. Draw them to your will, to your way, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, give them a hunger, God, a thirst to serve you even now in the name of Jesus, God. Let them know, God, that their past, God, has nothing to do with their future, oh God. Lord God, help them to step out in victory, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I break every addiction even now, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Every mind control, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God. Lord God, I just pray, Father God, even now, God, that you would open their eyes, oh God, to the tricks of the enemy, oh God, on how he's trying to destroy them, even now, God. Lord God, I thank you, oh God, that the weapon may form, God, but it shall not prosper in the name of Jesus, God. And Lord God, we acknowledge, oh God, that there's no power, God, that's greater than you, oh God. So, Father God, we thank you today, God. I thank you for the turnaround, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. I give you glory, God. I give you praise, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank
you.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank
Hallelujah.
You.
Glory.
Thank
yes,
God.
Lord.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Kim's going to be okay. Lord's got her, and that prayer, she's covered.
Amen.
The prayer. And it's going to work out. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Yes. Glory. Thank you, God.
Amen. Yes, Lord. You're right.
Thank
Lord,
you.
You're right. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Is that someone who, is someone speaking? Thank you. Is that, who is that? Who? Yes. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you, Lord. We magnify your name. You're worthy, God. Just praise him, everybody.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Glory.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus. You're worthy, God.
Yes,
yes, yes. Lord, we magnify your name.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. We bless your name. Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Yes.
Oh, we glorify your name, oh God.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Yes.
None like you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Like you,
oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the women of God. Hallelujah.
Yeah,
simple one tonight, oh God. Hallelujah. Oh God, we thank you. Sweet fellowship.
Yes,
breaking
yes,
everything.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus. Destroying them. Ha. In
yes.
the name of Jesus. We love you, Lord. Woo.
Yes.
I love him.
Thank
love him.
You,
I love
yes.
him.
Thank you.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Prophets, what was the word today in the house? You prophesied just before I got up to preach. You were in worship. What was that word?
I believe it was everything is going to be okay. We're going to be okay. We're going to make
it.
Yes. Yes.
That's it.
Thank you, God.
Yes. Hey. Glory.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
That thing hit me. We're going to make it.
Yeah.
Yes, we are. We're going to make it. And
hallelujah.
It sounds so pat. It seems sounds so too simple. Too simple.
Jesus.
But we're going to make it.
Yeah.
Everything's going to feel like God has just done. He broke something. It's
hey, yes.
God broke something tonight. You know, I've been working all week. I've been ministering all weekend long. I mean, just so busy. But God said this call had to go forth. Something broke tonight. God destroyed some yoke tonight.
Glory.
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
first
God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, God.
To
thank
God
you, Lord.
Be the glory. To God
amen.
Be the glory. To God be the glory.
Yeah.
Now, I tell you, the Lord is up in you tonight. My God, hallelujah, because you came forth with power. You came forth with power, and that's what the devil's been after. He's been after your power. Get you to dumb down. Trying to get you to play small. Come on. The devil is a liar.
Yes,
you come forth with the power of the Lord put in your belly. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God. Assassination. Spiritual assassination. I speak life.
Yes.
My God. Hallelujah. I speak life. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
I speak life. My God, to the call on your life. Hallelujah. I speak life. My God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, what a mighty God
thank
we heard.
You,
God, you're awesome.
Thank
oh,
you,
awesome.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. We're going to go
you,
out
Lord.
And worship.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anybody good? I know everybody's good because I feel real good right now.
Yes,
I know the Lord.
Pastor.
That's me. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. If it's all right, I would like to tell you something that the Holy Spirit said to me pertaining to your this. Ministry call.
Yeah.
God said that it's something here for broken women, and it's going to be an increase in your ministry. This, you know, this call, and these people that are coming, they're going to feel so welcome, you know, and I can truly vouch for that because, you know, like sometimes you get on people's call, and, you know, sometimes they have, like, you know, they have regular people that come, and they're not as welcoming as, you know, you were. And I know it's the God in you, and God said that you're not looking for a platform. You're looking for a move from him. You know what I'm saying? You're not seeking, you know, a platform for yourself, but you're seeking God for who he is, and you want to experience his glory. So, you know, God spoke that to me, and I wanted to, you know, say that before you got off the line.
Oh, Jesus. Wow. Jesus. Hallelujah. That was God. Thank you. Thank you so much for your obedience. Oh, my God, and releasing that word, because that's that I received it, and I'm so encouraged by that. You know, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank
yeah,
you.
Amen.
That was the right. That was the right word, right, prophetess?
Yes, absolutely. Amen.
Wow.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Now I'm about to cry. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And hallelujah.
Glory.
I came to give, and he gave me, and I received from all of you, our new sister. She's been our sister, but we just met her.
Amen.
And our sister in Christ, and all of you, Tina, and, you know, prophecy, you two give to me so much on a regular basis.
Hallelujah.
I can't thank you for how you pour into me on a regular basis. And, Evangelist, I just really started to get to know you, but I just so appreciate the God in you and you coming out, you know, to be a part, not to support, because I clearly said I was going to be pouring out, and you guys didn't find it robbery to come and receive, you know, what I would be pouring out on tonight. And then you poured out of yourselves, of your own vessels. So I just thank you for everybody. And Michelle, God bless you.
Amen.
God bless you. We're going to stop and see you on Tuesdays and Thursdays at 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're looking forward to stopping by Encounter Radio to see you. So we'll be there. We'll stop in. I know I will.
Amen.
I can speak for myself. But God bless you. So I'm going to go down high on the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I want to thank you all for coming. For the archives and those who don't know, again, we pastor, my husband and I, New Creation Christian Ministries. We're at 87 First Street in Elizabeth. If you're in the New Jersey area, I would love to meet you. And also, you can stop by my website at nccmonline.org and see what the Lord is doing as far as the ministry. There are books there for hurting women. And you'll be blessed by what you see there. So stop on over. One of the books, Michelle, you didn't know this, but one of the books is The Cry of a Woman's Heart, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living.
Wow.
And you didn't know that, but so that was surely the Lord talking about the ministry for hurting women. And also join me on Tuesdays. I'll be here Tuesday for the Destined for Victory broadcast at 10 o'clock p.m. So I'll probably stop by and see you, Michelle, and then I'll go on and do my broadcast after that at 10 o'clock p.m. Stop by and see me right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. And tell somebody, connect with us on Facebook for those of you who don't know we're the Women Empowerment Group, and we're on Facebook. As you heard tonight, a whole bunch of powerful women, including our new member, new sister who's going to, I'm sure you're going to come over to Women Empowerment Group.
Now, I didn't get, you told me the second lady's name. Her name was Prophetess. I can't remember her last name.
Oh, okay. So it's Angie Singletary. She's so humble, she doesn't have a title on her Facebook page.
Amen.
Because I followed your show, too. You should see mine. I followed your show. It's Michelle Whitaker.
Okay, great. Amen. So I'll look for that. So it's Angie Singletary.
Amen.
And did you get Tina Lane?
Yes.
And Cynthia Robinson and Dana Neal, N-E-A-L.
Okay.
There were quite a few more here, but Miss Terry, I don't have her information, but you'll see her on my page. There were more there, but those are, start with those and everybody else you'll get connected to, I'm sure.
Okay.
we walk in the love of Christ. I tell you, I always say surround yourself with like-minded individuals, you know, who are already where you are or going where you're going, you know, so, and who are willing to support you while you get there. So I just thank God for this. Let's go out and worship. I choose to worship Wes Morgan. God bless you, ladies. I love you.
Amen.
I love you. And I'm just so blessed tonight. So God bless you. Let us worship. And I'll see you next time. I'll see you on Facebook. I'll see you at church. God bless you all.
Amen. Bless you.
Have a nice night.
God bless you all.
For so long I've been silent. For so long I did not have a song to pray. Pressure filled my day and clouds blocked my way. But there was a voice speaking to me, awaking the passion so quiet in me, in me. So still in me. Lay here and give up, no. I choose to worship right now. My mind is made up. Is that your voice calling me into that secret place with thee? My heart is long for this moment with thee. I choose to worship. Do I have anybody in here tonight that chooses to worship? I know sometimes it gets bad. I just can't lay here and give up. I choose to worship. Just say it with me, come on. I choose to worship you, Lord. I choose to worship right here in the midst of everything that I'm going through, God. Tears running down my face. Don't know where to go, don't know, have nobody to talk to, but I've made up my mind I'm going to worship you in spirit and in truth. I bless your name. I glorify you right now. I'm desperate for your presence, God. I'm coming after you. I'm a living witness, he'll hear you. Yes, he will.
Hear me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need everybody in here to help me do it right now. Come on. He's healing me.
He's healing me. I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need you to lift yourself up out of that mess that you're in right now. Come on. Some of you have been down so long. Come on, make up your mind right now. I can't lay here and die. I gotta seek after him. I hear his voice calling me right now. He's healing me. I'm coming to you broken tonight. I'm coming to you wounded tonight. I'm coming to you right now. I need your presence in my life. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. He's healing me.
I'm going to worship.
Oh, he's healing me.
I'm gonna worship.
I'm gonna worship you.
I'm gonna worship.
Come on, I need some worship. believers in here tonight. Come on. Come on, that's got a made up mind. Come on, to bless the Lord at all times. In the midst of every test, every trial, I've made up my mind that I will bless the Lord at all times. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to worship. Yes, I am. My heart is long for small meant with thee.
Lord God, I thank you.
I choose to worship.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Go out to worship. Amen. Hallelujah. Good night. Y'all keep worshiping, okay?
Thank you, God.
Okay, God bless you. Amen.